got. I'm fucking drunk, dude.
Yeah.
RBCP, man. Shit.
What's up, sugar bitches? They don't want to talk anymore. He just wanted to see my hat. I don't know what hat. Hat, Brad.
Sorry, the one you were just talking about.
Oh, he's talking about your
hat.
Your hoodie. Your jacket.
Yes.
It's not a hat, it's a hoodie.
Oh, sorry.
Oh my god, there are 22 people listening to this shit right now.
Badass.
Can you see?
Yeah, I see it. Oh wow, that's awesome.
It's got Wimpy Incorporated. It's Burger Time.
That's amazing. You need to get a DeviantArt account and start posting things on it.
I have one. And look, I did him with the 666 on his head.
That's cool.
Dude, Matt is a fucking amazing artist. I looked at his videos.
This is just...
You saw his, like, stack of art. It was fucking amazing.
I want to be DeviantArt friends with you.
I have one. I have only, like, two or three pictures. I did it one, like, when I was talking with fucking HVB and Rob one night.
Oh, cool.
I don't think I've went on it since then. It's probably HIL0CK666.
So. Oh, okay. I'll find it.
Are you on the DeviantArts, Brad? What's your thing, so everyone can know?
I think it's RBCP.
Do I have some drawings on there?
Yeah, you have a directory called poop.
Imagine that.
That sounds like me, buddy.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's one of my favorite words.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, the mature content filter is on. I've got to figure out my password.
Oh, wow, because poop is mature.
Apparently.
You know, Brad, everybody poops.
No way.
I've read a book about that.
Ooh, hey, I'm looking through my apps, and here's one of my apps right here.
Oh, I got a number.
Yes.
What's that thing doing?
It's
I'm cutting coins.
It's doing what?
I'm fucking putting coins into the slot.
Yeah.
Stuff dollar bills in.
Yeah.
Here, wait.
Are alert bills similar to that?
There's a dollar. It's the Phone Losers of America app.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool.
It's the Redbox phone.
Those are so useful nowadays.
And can I go back to that? What exactly do I have to do? I entered the 32-digit code into the payphone and it didn't give me money. What's wrong?
You actually found a payphone?
you actually found a video because it's missing off of YouTube.
What, did it get pulled?
Yes.
Hey guys, I got a number to call in chat.
And I've got about four toasters here, and I still can't find a crystal. Even though I know that I probably get it to Radio Shack for...
Give me the actual numbers, dude.
Yeah, you need to do a plus and then a one and the numbers, not a word.
You can dial words on Skype.
It's the Hall & Oates hotline.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, but I don't know.
What, you think somebody's going to answer on Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
It's just some gimmick, fucking silly thing.
I guess you can't link to words.
You know, I think I have an idea for a new YouTube prank video, and that's how to listen in on new phones. You like try to get somebody to like take apart old phones to put parts in a new phone.
Yeah.
Well, A, if you really have a good scam idea, this isn't the format, because you're being broadcast.
Yeah.
By now, I think all the 22 people that are listening are the hardcore motherfuckers by now.
So we don't know who they are.
Hey, can we call Walmart and get photo customers?
Yes.
Yay!
Welcome to Colin Oates, your emergency Hall and Oates helpline.
One,
please press 1 to hear Rich go. Please press 2 to hear Manita. Please press 3 to hear Privatize. Please press 4.
Yes.
It's going to take this.
She only comes out at night.
Come on, let it play all the way through.
Yeah. Now we gotta read all of this from the beginning.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Hey, do I sound choppy or does everything else sound choppy?
You sound okay.
You sound
okay.
Yeah, you're good. Oh, okay.
You're
taking cool. Yay, I want a hug.
24-hour local Walmart emergency call.
Could I have the photo department?
Thank you.
Hurry up.
Call my photo center.
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office with Walmart.
Hi.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Well, I talked to the manager earlier. We were having problems with the our computers here, where the photos that you guys have checked in have not shown up on our computers here at the home office. So, I just needed you to look at the packages of photos waiting to go out, and I needed the names and phone numbers off of some of those, so we can see which are missing from our computer.
You need the packages.
Well, you know, the packs of pictures that are ready to be picked up by customers. Do you have those back there behind the counter?
To be honest, right now, I wouldn't have some of them. They would actually still be inside the drawer.
Oh, can you open the drawer?
Wait, hold on.
Okay. I'm going to do badly at this.
Yay.
It's hard to explain the problem.
Where did you plug it up? Not you. But if you could dance, Brad, that'd make it better.
Okay, and that would be for the 1 week service, right?
Yeah. Just the packages that are left.
Okay.
that are waiting to be picked up.
Okay, the last name on this one is Gomer.
Oh God, my computer's freezing. Oh no, here it goes. Gomer, G-O-M-E-R.
M-M-E-R.
Oh, two.
First name, Thomas.
Okay, and the phone number?
Phone number is 484-477-5905.
Okay.
And order number on that one is 084-790.
I don't actually need the order number. We can just look it up by the name and the phone number is all.
Oh, okay.
So to be faster, you know.
Next one is Mendo.
Okay.
It's M-E-N-D-O-U-E-D.
Okay.
And first name is Kahale. K-A-H-A-L-E.
Weird.
Phone number on that is 536-2547.
Oh, is there an area code on that one?
Area code is 96813.
Oh, that's the area code, 96813?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because usually area codes are three digits.
Three digits?
Yeah.
It's 808.
Oh, okay. And that was for the... Okay, and also, so next?
Next one is Nguyen Kellyanne. Last name is spelled N-G-U-Y-E-N. First name is K-E-L-L-Y-A-N. Phone number is 2306879.
2306, I'm sorry?
2306879.
Oh, okay. Is there a...
And she has three orders.
Oh, I see.
On that one.
Is that area code 808?
Yeah, 808.
Okay.
And last one is Barton Constance. B-A-R-T-O-N, Constance, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-C-E. Phone number is 436.
436.
7952.
And that's area code 95239?
No, area code... You mean their phone number for the area code?
Yeah, the phone number area code, not the address area code.
Yeah, it's always 808 because it's Hawaii.
Oh, I see. So 808's Hawaii then.
Yeah.
Okay, it's weird because I've never left my city. I live in Roy, New Mexico.
Okay, and who am I speaking to?
My name's Kevin Mitnick. I'm with the corporate office with Walmart. I'm totally legit. Okay, well, this should help with the computer problem. So we'll type these in and see if these are the missing orders. And then we'll let you know if there's any more missing. So rest easy. You didn't do anything wrong.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Damn it, I was trying to look up a dot matrix sound.
Oh.
Oh, doing that,
nice. Oh, that's fucking hilarious, man.
So now we gotta call these people. Here, I'm typing in the numbers. Gomer Thomas.
In the middle of the night. Get your fucking photos.
I'm
fucking pick them up.
Four.
We're gonna be closed for the next 3 days, and we need to get these orders up now.
Where the fuck is 484 at?
484 is Pennsylvania. Matt.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello?
Hey, is this Gomer?
Yeah, what do you want, Jim?
We're calling from Walmart about your pictures.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, huh? Yeah? Okay.
Don't be a smartass.
Yeah, I'm going to let my boss take over here and explain the situation to you, sir.
Oh, okay.
Hi, this is Roy. I'm the boss.
Yes, Roy.
Yes, it seems that there was a problem with your pictures.
No.
No, there is a problem. I'm printing out a report. I'm printing out a report, but my printer, the noise comes out of it and it sounds really grainy or something.
Oh.
So, this problem that we're having with your pictures, I don't even know how to tell you, so I'm going to transfer you over to my boss. So, here you go. Here you go, boss. Ready, set, go, boss.
Yeah, hi. I'm the boss.
You are? Did you really think that was going to fly by and the sensors weren't going to catch that, sir?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Sir. Sir, we're looking on site.
I'm looking at your naked fucking ass.
Fuck, I should have myself muted. I didn't realize.
Like the sound effect for like a bone grinder saw or something. It's the worst sound matrix I've ever played.
We should call. Can we call the next one?
Yeah,
okay. Sounds like something out of a grindhouse.
The grindhouse. Grindhouse sounds like semen hitting the floor and of course running out.
We should actually have a plan.
Who's got it?
I probably shouldn't have it.
No, I think you're best.
For the details, where are they?
Yeah, because I need a plan before I do something.
Yeah, me too.
Fuck it. I'm going to talk to this knucklehead.
This is men.
Yes?
Yeah, hello. We're calling a firm from the Walmart Photo Center. You dropped some photos off earlier? Ma'am? I'm calling from corporate. Have you dropped off any photos? Yes or no? Photos at the photo department. Have you dropped off photos to get the... Okay.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me.
Yeah.
Can you listen any better?
No.
Like, this is quite a situation.
Excuse me, Roy, this is the deaf operator. I would like to translate for you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Tell her that there's problems with their photos.
There's problems with your photos!
At the Walmart.
Ma'am, did you hear? Did you hear Herbal? Ma'am? I'm Herbal's supervisor.
I think she hung up.
Oh.
That damn buzzsaw, goddammit!
I need a better dot matrix. She's still there. She's not going.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Hey, baby.
Oh, there she goes.
She's
gone.
Hey.
Quiet. I'm writing a report on that call right now.
Hey.
It's a fail.
Hey. I'm asking you guys, am I quiet at all?
You're kind of
a little bit.
You're a little distorted.
Really?
Think maybe it's me. I think I'm having a problem. Maybe I should hang up and call back.
No, you fucking cunt. You're just being a fucking wussy fucking pissy pants baby girl.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Always being a murderer. You just want to go bogus small.
No. I think it's all distorted. Hey, can I talk to this one?
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
I'm bringing a report.
Hey, am I better right
now? No.
0, 3, 0, 6.
I'm horrible.
Yeah, it really.
Go back to what you had before. What you had before was fine.
Okay. I'm fucking around with this thing. Audio settings. Automatically adjust. That seems better.
I think that's the one we just called, but I'm not sure.
Do I still sound stupid?
It's super loud and distorted for me.
Me too.
Is it? Fuck it. Alright, I'm gonna give up.
Yeah, you should.
Who is this?
Hello, is this Mrs. Barton?
Yes, who is this?
This is John from Walmart in the photo center. Did you drop off some pictures here?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Hey, listen, I was just wondering about this one girl in there. She looks like she's, I don't know, mid-20s. Is she single?
I don't know. Let me tell you something. When I the other day, I just came from Atlanta. I've been here about 2 months.
Uh-huh. I don't want to hear your life story. I'm just asking if that girl is single, because she looks cute. Aww.
I think we need to call her back.
What the hell is up with that story? What point does that have?
Computer saying, yes,
I can
call back.
Yeah.
Have that playing and then tell her it's a real safe place where you work.
Hello?
Hi, we got this
next
Yeah.
Oh, my supervisor wants to talk to you. Here's Matt for you.
Yeah. Hey.
You say what?
Why are you mouthing? You say what? You're like a fucking jerk, you guys.
He's cursing and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah, hey, you aren't going to be allowed to learn over that trick.
What's noisy?
Tiny little dirty trick. We call her from the wall.
There's just too much noise. Couldn't hear.
Yeah.
They're partying it up.
Yeah.
Listen. For the Jesus.
Listen.
Well, and man, I couldn't hear what you weren't coming through loud and clear. Put it that way.
Fuck you. Fine. Bye.
No, not like that, man.
No.
Hey, earlier we convinced this.
Who just left?
No.
Somebody left.
Nick, I think.
No, what? I'm here.
Oh, hey, Nick.
Hey, yeah, Nick's there.
I see Matt's still online.
Hey, is my shit really fucked up or not?
No, dude. Don't touch it. Sounds good.
Like your mom says, don't touch it.
Good night.
Hey, Mom, come here. I see you're good.
Oh, shit, where'd you get this?
I can hear a lot better now. I was on a bad connection. I was. For real.
You're a bad connection.
Hello?
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 Yeah, hi. Hi, this is Matt calling from the Walmart photo department. Did you drop off some photos, ma'am?
No.
You did not?
No.
So why are you in the records?
I don't know.
your name's Desiree Illis or
I got a call earlier. I'll be in to pick up the pictures. Why are you calling
Hey, look, you just said no, so you're fucking lying. Alright? Alright? Desiree.
I don't know what the hell wrong with these stupid ass people calling here.
Ah, Jesus Christ, you're the stupid person that still gets photos developed and don't just buy a fucking $50 printer and print them out yourself, you dumb cunt.
Now, come on, pick up the fucking photos
already. Your own dick.
Honey, it sounds like you have...
Walmart.
Honey, calm down. Calm down, all right? I want you to relax. You sound like an ethnic. Can you please just relax, please?
Ma'am, this is Matt's supervisor. Can you shut the fuck up, please?
Can you put a man on the phone?
Hello?
Hello, ma'am?
Yes, ethnic?
Johnny.
Hello, who the fuck is you talking to?
Hey, Feliz Navidad, Melikiki Maki.
What the fuck, Mafia? What, motherfucker? What you talking about?
I'm calling to you, bitch.
Jesus. Ma'am.
You used to bitch, you punk-ass motherfucker. You kicked up in your motherfucking ass, bitch.
You sound black.
Oh, yeah.
Calm down. I don't want to get shot tonight, all right? It's almost Christmas. I want to spend time with my family.
I think they need to be spoken to again.
They certainly do.
can someone get on and drunkenly yell at them, and I'll scream and say I'm the supervisor and they're the janitor or something?
No, I think it's beyond the point. It's,
I'll throw it in.
I think it's beyond the point right now. It's just going to be arguing.
The loudest one wins.
But what?
Hello?
Hey, wish you were
what's up?
Say what?
You want to wrestle?
What?
Hey, baby.
Oh, man, get your bitch ass up, man. How'd you get this fucking number?
You want to bake a cake together?
Because your bitch
we're
got
there.
Stupid
we're
ass. Stupid homosexual. You sound like a homosexual.
Your bitch got the clap.
You sound like a homosexual.
I'm the CEO of the company, and I'd like to apologize.
We work at Walmart, and we just wanted to fuck with you. Say, hey, somebody call and say, like, our cleaning crew was playing on the lines. And, like, everybody else shut the fuck up.
Is that the one I called earlier?
That's the STD Legend. STD one. Yes, it is.
Myself.
Legend. One. Legend, handle it, and everybody else shut the fuck up.
Mute your mic.
I'm going to put a pistol in your ass.
Look up, Couch Jacob.
They pissed off
Wesley Willis lyrics.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic.
Call them back and they'll pick up. No, nobody sing. Let somebody talk to them and act like you work at the Walmart and tell them offer them free shit when they come in and get their pictures. Because of this harassment.
But they don't have pictures at Walmart.
They do.
Well, then how the fuck you know she had a nest?
She's a dumb whore.
That's brilliant.
Roger, hit me.
Dumb whore. I got it.
Your call has been forwarded.
Yeah, they're pissed off. We gotta give them a little while to cool down.
It takes a lot to get those people to turn their fucking cells off.
Yeah.
Those type of people.
They'd be having to make money at night, yeah, man. Shit.
Are you talking about Matrix?
Oh, no, yeah. His new one sounds like a Dremel that he's whacking off with the Dremel in his hand.
That's from his kill room, sawing up some old ditch.
God damn.
Ow, God.
is
what
that?
The fuck was that?
Oh no.
Brad Carter dropped a bomb on you.
What?
Poor Bradius.
What?
What kind of name is Bradius anyway?
There's
the best name ever.
We'll see if it goes. Well, yeah, CVS haven't blocked Skype, but.
No, they're the ones paying Skype to block Walgreens.
Walgreens really gets blocked.
Thank you for calling your 24-hour Long's Drug located at 2470 South
Long's
King
Drug.
Street, Honolulu,
what
Hawaii.
What's a Long's Drug?
Photo, press 1. General store.
The prompts are the same.
Flu shots are available every day. No appointment necessary. Someone will assist you momentarily.
Does someone else want to convince them? Because I'm not... I don't think I'm very convincing.
I think you're good at it. I don't think
Kevin Mitnick, you're very convincing.
Yeah, you're good.
You think Mitnick...
Hi, is this the photo department?
Sorry?
Is this the photo department?
This is.
This is John from the... This is John from the corporate office with CVS.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling about the computer problems you were having there. I need to find out the names of some of the customers that have disappeared from our computer, that from your store, the ones that are waiting to pick up photos.
Oh, I am not aware of any of this. I didn't hear anything from the other person that was here earlier today.
Oh, I see. It's a problem with the computers here. They don't seem to be showing the records of the photos that you've had ordered there. Do you
okay.
have like a bin of packages that customers are ready to pick up?
I think our manager has that somewhere, but he's gone for the day.
Oh, well, I mean, don't you
have...
He
didn't tell me anything about this, though.
Do you have customers that come in to pick up photos that are waiting?
Yes.
Okay, well, if you could just look at those packages, and their names should be on there, and I could look them up in the computer that way.
Okay, hold on 1 second, yeah?
Okay. I feel like I'm doing really horrible at this.
Is that dot matrix coming through yet, or what?
You're not.
I can sort of hear it.
I'm trying to make it background noise. What about that? Is that too much?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a dot matrix, though.
It sounds terrible.
I don't have it pumped into my, like, audio system.
It sounds terrible. Stop it.
Yeah, it sounds like a buzzsaw, dude.
I can hook mine up if you'll stop.
Please do.
I think you're just going to hang out on this one.
Yeah, what do I need? Hang up? What's going on here, man? I'm kind of off.
Nice background music. We can keep them on.
Well,
yeah. Just keep it on. It's nice. It's a very I feel like I'm floating with little fat angel wings.
It's the one thing that keeps us from dead air.
Dead air for the win.
I'll send you
that's
dot matrix.
Exactly my sound, but I just don't have it pumped into my system.
Oh, I see.
So it like sounds like shit being played over my Android speaker and then being picked up.
Sir.
Yeah.
Can I get your name and number? I'll have my folder manager call you back.
Oh, sure. Will that be tonight though?
It'll probably be tomorrow.
Oh no, we have to have these done tonight. It's for the accounting purposes here at the corporate office. All I need is for you to look at the packages and give me the names and phone numbers off of the package.
Okay, hold on 1 second, yeah?
Okay. She's not going to do it.
For the win. Come on.
She's not Canadian. Because she's like that. It's like odd, like cha. That's like weird Hawaii.
I know.
LOL, it's just a stillborn.
Well, this is Hawaii.
Yeah,
yes, I know it is.
Oh, okay, all right. I'm fucked up, dude. I'm fucked up. Never mind me.
Me too, LOL.
BRB, suicide by cop. JK, LOL.
Hey, Brad.
Hi.
This is Hawaii.
Oh, is it Hawaii? I didn't know. I thought the area code
was
95232.
Jesus.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay, somebody will try to get back to you tonight. Your name?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my name's Roy Gerbil. But are you able to just look at those packages and tell me the names? And then
Not right now.
And from there, I can trick them out of their social security numbers. After.
Okay. And your phone number?
Oh, it's unlisted.
Oh, but you said you're calling from corporate.
Yeah. Well, we don't want just anyone calling us.
Well, a manager's going to call you back.
Well, hey, you can stop with the attitude right now. I don't appreciate
okay.
attitude one bit.
I'm sorry. That's just the information that I'm getting from the manager.
I'm going to have to ask you to hang up your smock and go home. Ma'am, are you wearing a smock?
Yeah. Let me get you a manager, yeah? Hold on.
No, you're fired. I think it's time to get up.
I think she's onto us.
You think?
Oh, Jesus. That was good, though. Hey, how much did you like when you said that shit to her and she was like, oh, I'm sorry, and it was, like, legitimate. Like, that's shit to whack off over. That was kind of awesome.
I'm glad I'm making that, like, so that, I'm gonna play that back over and over tonight. I'm going to make it.
Yeah, because that was, like, legitimate when you're like, look, you don't need to get smart about it. And she's like, I'm sorry. And they're like, you could see, like, the eyebrows go out and fear in her face.
Hey, you
and
know
you're
what
like, Jesus, what? You want to choke her, I know.
Well,
but other than that, what else
died.
Do you
want? She's listening.
Oh,
she's
still
died. Is she listening to us?
Hey, baby. She's gone.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
Gone. Yeah, yeah, she's long gone.
She's gone.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Fuck you, I'm eating.
What's a place to call in? Like a cell phone carrier type place, because I want someone that has our account.
GoDaddy?
It's a stupid idea. It's too late. Nothing's open.
Cricket and
GoDaddy. They're getting a lot of love nowadays.
I was wondering if there'd be like a lot of Twitter complainers that also link to their info, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They're always like trendy and well connected and stuff.
That's true.
What's Twitter? His name from the archive thingamajig? Jason Scott. He said he's like rolling over all his shit like off of them.
Oh, I saw him on Facebook all day. Like he's like fucked up, like fuck them and their stupid asses.
God, I don't even care about the whole stupid thing. Just go, just let them. It'll be fun.
Well, the thing is, I think like I was watching somebody else talk about it, and they're like, they do that anyway.
It'll be
They're horrible people, and about that other thing about like you know like just being able to kill you if they want to. They're like they do it anyway.
I mean, like, come on, transpose two letters, and it's really good.
Yeah.
Soap. What's so bad about soap?
Well, it killed. I'm friends of a lot of bacteria and germs, and so soap is not a good thing to me.
You should use more soap.
You know that. Well, that's why I don't shower because I'm friends with bacteria and germs.
Yeah, you see, I actually believe that soap is the answer, but I don't use water. I just rub soap on myself.
You rub it all over.
I think it's
rub it all over.
like. Dude, there's like two of us that get this stupid joke, but I think it's fucking horrible, and I think it's horrible, and I just like when people like when they start like starting fires, I'll be down, like you know, like I don't want to stand in the street and look like a fucking idiot to people that don't care, but
I
if they start doing shit, to
protect my rights.
Well, I don't. You know, but I do like fuck. I trust fucking hillbillies in the sticks with a lot of guns to protect my rights.
Thank you for calling Long's Drug, located at 95-1249 Meheula Parkway, Suite D, Mililani, Hawaii. To refill a prescription, press 1. Doctors, press 2.
At least
pharmacy, press 3.
Oh,
Wait. Non-pharmacy calls. Photo, press 1.
Melekalikalaka is Hawaii's
name.
On Brian Hawaiian Christmas Day. That's the island greeting that we send to you in the land.
I'll let y'all listen to this. I got a good
Hal.
Hello?
Hello, this is James from the corporate office.
Hi.
Hi. We were having a problem with the computer here with your photo department where the orders are not showing up on this end.
Okay.
And I was wanting to know if you could look through the bin of photos that are waiting to be picked up by customers. So I was needing to get some customer information from those.
You want customer information from my waiting bin?
Yes, the pictures that are ready to be picked up, those are the ones that are not showing up on our computer here at the corporate office with CVS.
Okay, hold on one moment, please.
Totally legit. Okay.
She heard us sticking around, and she's still doing it.
Well, maybe she does. I think she's...
Is the totally legit, is that like doing some fast hypnotizing?
Yeah,
it's totally legit.
You know it.
And you're going to want to do this. Totally legit.
I use that to get laid.
Oh, Jesus.
It's the end of the world and we need to have sex. It's totally legit.
It's I think it's getting there.
I think we're created Obama's now.
Your leader died. What we did.
Jesus too died.
I dig their like tunes though.
We just like I could just, play it back.
I could just call them and say, just leave me on hold all night, sweetheart. You fucking little weirdo fucking broad that barely knows how to work the phone, just leave me on. Let me listen to this shit all night while I fucking
Hello?
Hello.
You know the managers are busy right now. Can I call you back?
Oh,
you the number?
I don't need a manager. I just need to get the information from the packets that are waiting in the bin.
Yeah, I cannot give you the information. You have to talk to a manager, and they're busy right now. Can I get a callback number and a name?
Well, I need you to give your managers a message. Could you tell them they're fired?
Can I just get a callback name and number, and I can...
Tell them that they can go home, and they need to clock out right now and just go home.
Can I get your name?
And don't... No. I'm just calling from the corporate office. That's all that matters. And your managers are fired. And after they leave, I'm going to need to get the...
So can I get your name?
I'm going to need to get that customer data from you after they're gone. I lose.
Totally legit.
Fucking bitch.
You should have said it more often.
Dude, they're like these bosses. We need to stop with these like certain... stores.
Yes,
because
they don't
come near the phones anymore. They're like, yeah, ask who it is and get a number, call back number and shit.
Maybe like, we just need to immediately ask for a manager.
I was thinking too. You could say, you know, your manager transferred me to you to say you could do the job. You know.
Nah, I think it'd be better just immediately ask for a manager.
Yeah. Just go to the source right away.
How about Walmart in Alaska?
Jesus. No, those people are just... I don't think they're going to be ones fun to... It's definitely worth a try, but I think they're going to be like honorary cusses up there.
Oh, okay.
No, but it's worth a try, because I want to hear like cursing people are fun.
Yes.
Try could tell us.
Okay, we do.
Look at Legend. He's planning on fucking shaving a mohawk tonight.
Oh, fucking sweet.
Okay, yeah. Give the information to the driver who when he gets there. He'll write it down. All right.
It's a super center.
Okay.
At the old Kmart location.
Okay. Merry Christmas. I'll see you soon.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
I hate explaining this. So hard to explain.
Nick!
I'm ready to pause.
Thank you for calling Gina Walmart.
Could I have the photo department?
Give me 1 second.
Okay, hurry up.
Beer time.
It's just fucking loud, man. It hurts our ears.
They removed my Craigslist ad I made for you guys.
Which one's that?
I put up one on my account that said I had a bet and stuff. And I wrote at the end of it that this is the prank call attempt. I don't think it.
I guess this phone is just going to keep on a ringing.
Hey. Why is the stock room mad at me?
Hello.
Hi, this is James from the corporate office with Walmart.
And yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm calling from the corporate office. I'm calling about the computer problems we've been having, where some of the...
Okay, just a minute. Let me have you talk to a photo person.
Oh, that'd be great.
Just a minute.
Up.
Hello?
Hi, this is James from the corporate office with Walmart.
Oh, hi.
Hi, I just calling about the computer problem that we've been having where some of the orders that are ready to be picked up, those haven't been showing up on our system here.
I don't know anything about that, at least on our end. I work electronics, so I'm not sure if they're having issues or not.
Yeah, they
I
have.
Know that our, I know our Instaprint, our HP machine's down. It's been down for about 2 days. That's the only thing I know.
Well, I just need the bins where the pictures that are ready to be picked up by customers, those little envelopes that have the name and phone number on it. If I could get the customer name and phone number from those envelopes, that would help me track down the missing ones from this end.
I don't even know where to begin with that or where those are.
Like when a customer comes in and asks for their photos?
Yeah.
You don't know where these photos are kept?
Okay, yeah, I know where the photos are kept, but are there specific, I don't know, what specific ones are you looking for? How many are there?
The ones in the C's and the D's. That's the section that's missing, is all of the C's and the D's.
C's and B's.
Yeah, B's
okay,
and C's. Just make up your own letter.
Okay, I got a Rachel Bridges.
Oh, crap, hold on, let me get my notepad program open.
Okay.
Some hacker. All right, what's the name?
I got a Rachel Bridges.
Bridges? And what's the phone number?
904-910-5246.
Okay. And then the next one?
Kelly Barnaby.
Are there a lot of these, or?
Nope, there's three more.
Oh, okay, that shouldn't take too long. Okay, and then Kelly Barnaby's number?
That is
843-215-737-738.
I'm sorry, maybe you heard that. 843-737.
Oh, I get it. And then after that?
2332.
Okay, and then the next one?
Amanda Bellinger.
Yep.
613-446-6089.
Okay.
And then I got a Connor Cleary.
God, I'm so high. I got the phone number?
907-317-6677.
6624. Great. Okay. This should help us track down the missing... whatever things I said.
My okay.
Yeah, I'll give you guys right. back, and we'll talk to you
all right.
All
right, thank you.
Happy Christmas.
All right, thanks. You too.
Happy Kwanzaa. Smokey.
Hey. Merry Kaliki Maki.
Smokey.
We're totally not hackers.
Happy Hanukkah, baby. So you want to meet up and fuck later tonight? Oh, he's gone.
Merry Kaliki Maki is the thing to say. Ryan, Hawaiian Christmas Day.
Hold on, I'm going to type all these to you real quick.
That was Dude, that was awesome.
Yeah, dude.
I need to open up my No Fantasy Total.
Well, I don't know nothing about that.
There you go.
That cat, he seemed like such a nice cat, too.
Yeah.
But see, actually, now, I think I'm learning that, like, Walmart is, like, totally the place to hit.
Yeah,
like, Walmart's all the screens and stuff.
Turned us
see, this first number is in my area code. Am I
843 or 904?
Yeah, the 904-910. I know several people that have that, area code and prefix.
It's actually totally weird because if you were, like, a stalker and you saw somebody going into a Walmart...
Oh, yeah.
And dropping off photos. You could totally, like, do this. And
it'd be
you could
easy to be a stalker with all
that's
the...
Exactly.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Dude, nowadays, if you're a stalker, I just don't care. I just don't give a fuck anyway.
I need a stalker. Why don't I have a stalker?
But now, if Rachel is vacationing stalker. In Alaska, she might still be awake.
You did come up and put a sticker on my grandmother's door. I'll give you that.
And then never came over. I'm such a dick.
And I was around back, too.
Yeah.
I was, like, totally, like, back there, like, making calls.
I biked around your block, and I kind of looked at the back as I was on the other side.
I think I talked to you, like, before and after.
Really?
Yeah. I want to go see Nick at his new joint, but he's, like, this inaccessible by train.
Hello, is Rachel there?
Hey. Can I ask who's calling, please?
My name is John. I'm calling from the Walmart Photo Center.
Yeah, she's going to have to call you tomorrow.
Why is this?
Because it's 11 o'clock.
Well, it's kind of important. It's about her photos. So if
yeah,
I
she's not even awake right now, so she's going to have to call okay. you tomorrow.
Well, if you could go ahead and wake her up, I can hold for a minute.
No, he needs to get called back.
Oh, yeah, call him out.
Dot Matrix.
Oh, yeah, that'll help.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Oh, well. Got three more.
You should leave a message. You should leave a message for her saying it's very important.
Yeah.
Call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
If you try back 5246, I'll leave a message.
I'm totally putting in more money. Why can't we get through to them?
Shit.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 904-910-5246 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up
is
or press 1
is that like
for
Jacksonville?
More.
Hi, this is Kevin from the photo department at Walmart. We got disconnected somehow before you were able to go wake up Kelly. Rachel, I mean. Basically, what I wanted to know is, you know, there's this one girl in all your photos, and I keep seeing her in there, and I don't think it's Rachel, but it's, I don't know, she's maybe in her early 20s, and she's really cute, and if you could give me a call back here at Walmart, I kind of wanted to know her phone number, and, you know, if you could let me know if she's single, that'd be great. My number here is 907-789-5000. I'm in the photo department. I'll be here all day tomorrow. Thanks, bye.
Rock and roll.
I don't know if the cocksucker made it in there or not, but it would be cool if it did.
Well, I guarantee that was just dude picking up her phone or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Jealous boyfriend.
Overly protective.
Yep.
She's asleep. Get back to them dishes, bitch.
I chloroformed her earlier. Go away.
Dude, the other day when we were talking about, hey, does this smell like chloroform? I laughed about that for 2 days.
I've actually like heard that somewhere, and I can't remember what that's from.
I don't.
It's from a film or a TV show.
Yeah, I know, but I remember, like, just from, like, we were joking around, and, like, I couldn't stop laughing about it. Like, hey, does this smell like chloroform? And the rape ensues.
Oh, it's not rape if she falls down the stairs first.
It's nothing. It's like going on motherless.com and searching up sleep or sleeping.
Motherless.com.
For the win.
Next up, Amanda Bellinger.
All right, let's roll.
You guys take it.
Yay.
Who's got it? Before it.
It's you, Matt. It's you, Matt. I need to focus.
Nick wants it.
I'll get it.
Amanda.
Hello.
Hello, Amanda.
Yes, is Amanda Bellinger there?
Yeah, yeah, but do you realize what time it is?
Yes, but I'm here with the Walmart photo department.
Oh, we've told you guys very politely. We live in Ottawa. You guys are in Alaska. And I've asked you guys if you would be kind enough to take those photos, put them in your mailbag, and send them to the Rockland distribution in Ottawa.
Well, actually, because of the holiday, we actually need you to come and pick them up immediately.
Excuse me, sir? We live in Ottawa. What part of this do you not get?
Well, we just need to be able to process this through our system. Oh, we're not really aware of geography. We just need you to pick them up now.
You just woke me up, buddy. I got to go to work in a few hours.
Oh, well, I'm very sorry about that you have a really shitty job. But, you know, I have to complete my job as well, and that includes you picking up your photos.
Hey, call her back and say if she comes in and signs a paper, then you'll ship them to Ottawa.
Okay.
She has to pay for the shipping. Or get the credit card number.
It's going to be $53.
Hello?
Yes, it seems we got disconnected. Actually, one of my managers just told me that we can go ahead and ship those photos if you'll agree to that.
Good morning. This is Amanda Boulanger. I was in Juneau this summer on a mission with the Canadian Forces, Naval Reserve. I stopped in to have photos developed, and it was explained that those photos were to be all developed and given to me within an hour. I waited for them, and clearly you did not give me all the photos. Now, I'm not going back to Alaska because I'm on the other coast. What part of that do you not understand?
Yeah, we're completely prepared to ship them to you if you'll agree to allow us to. Is that
perfect.
Fine?
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, if you could just come in now to sign the piece of paper, we'll go ahead and ship those out.
Again, listen to what you're saying. You're asking me to go in and sign a paper. I'm not going back.
That's general agreement. If we're going to do shipment, we have to have a signature. So if you could just go ahead and come in now, we can go ahead and begin delivery.
You are in Alaska. You are 7,000 miles northwest of where I am right now. I am.
Yeah, that's
so
that's,
you
that's
can't,
perfectly
no,
fine.
No. What you will do.
Yeah, if
you want
to come in, we're completely prepared to ship them. Yes. That's fine.
You can destroy the photos, and don't you ever call back here again.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't mean to upset you. We're just we're completely prepared to ship them. Yes, that's perfectly fine.
You know what does not make sense is that you are 4 hours behind our time zone. So why would you be calling somebody at midnight?
Oh, well, we're trying to get through all of our holiday orders, so we've actually been paid time and a half, so I'm kind of just going through the list and trying to get everybody's photos out, because I understand that a lot of these photos are important for everybody for the holiday, although we can't guarantee that your photos will be there on Christmas, of course, but we can get them out pretty soon.
Look, I've had it. I don't want the photos. We're sick and tired of receiving phone calls in the middle of the night. We will go public with this. Good night, and don't you ever call back here again.
I'm sorry. How is
that? Ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm Matt. I'm the supervisor, and you keep talking about things that are ridiculous, but the fact that you are on a mission meeting, you're up out there on a mission, and you believe in Jesus Christ, is such a fallacy. And that's something we at Walmart, we're strict atheists. We don't believe in any of your stupid fake God. Oh.
I need to call her back.
Well done.
Yo, what have we done?
Great shirt, Brad.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure rocks, man.
Still wearing it.
How many days now?
Hey, you goofy broad. You're up there on a mission. What, do you believe in Jesus? That shows you're a stupid cunt and you need to pay your bills.
We love you like a love song baby.
Where's all that noise coming from?
Merry Christmas.
Not me.
Where is the music coming from?
Not me.
It's not me.
I think it's Tiny Chat.
Oh, fuck. Goddamn Tiny Chat. Goddamn these motherfuckers in Tiny Chat. Yeah, fuck, I'm closing this shit out, man. God damn it.
Sorry, it may have been me. If... Yeah, who the fuck? There's a couple little kids on Tiny Chat right now chatting with each other.
Okay, well, now we never called. Did we call Amanda?
We didn't call the last one on the list yet.
Okay. Oh, Amanda, can I ask her if her last name is Hug and Kiss? Someone else does the call.
No, wait, this is a different one.
No, Amanda was, we called Amanda. She's the one that's in Ottawa. We need to
This is the last one on the list right here.
Yeah, Connor Clearly.
Connor Clearly.
Let's call back Walmart and get more names. Turns out we're going to need the A's and the B's.
Walmart one.
Because they're all up there on the stupid cruises and then just leave their pictures.
Been forwarded to an automatic voice message system 9073176677.
Hold it back a second time. They usually answer.
Hello? Charles?
Hey there, honey. How are you today?
I'm doing nice and spicy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Sugar Pop. So, do you want to hook up tonight? I don't know why I'm calling you. I just found your number and I want to hook up. So, you want to hang out?
Who's this?
I'm clean. I don't have any STDs. I took a shower last month. I'm a geek, so I only take them once every so often. So, yeah, I got an orange soda and I'm ready to go.
Is it a Fanta?
Yeah, this is a radio show. We're calling you late at night, but we're actually Walmart, so sorry about that. I'm just a little high. I'm screwing around on the phone. We have your photos. They've been here for a week. Do you want to pick them up?
Yeah, the dealio with that was I ordered them online with the gloss paper. And supposedly they didn't have them here in Juneau when I went to pick them up, so I had to do them on the machine.
Oh, cool
there.
Story, bro. I get it. I know. We have this problem every so often. Our people don't even realize we have it. Can I give you my supervisor, please? His name is Matt. Because I'm really high and
it'd
I can't...
It'd be a lot. It'd be a lot.
Sir, I really...
Oh, yeah, hi. I'm Matt, the supervisor here at Walmart. So you want me to burn your photos?
Yeah. If you had, like, kerosene, preferably. I hear when you burn photos, it makes talk of smoke, so you should do it outside. But, yeah, I tried to get those pictures off you.
Did you say sugar versus taco smoke? Do you want them burnt
like
up?
Because
I mean, we offer that.
Boss.
This guy wants photos, not weed. We can't sell weed to him. He might be a cop.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, Walmart photos. Yeah, they failed when I tried to order it online, so I had to do it at the store, and I got what I wanted. Now...
I think... I imagine you failed when you thought that we were going to do your pictures right. But we're trying to do
it. It was a glossy paper. I don't know. I had to pay extra to have them printed off in Sitka and mailed to Juno Walmart store. And yeah. I talked to some employees there. Actually, I had a manager come up there with me when I was in Walmart photo department.
Those, the worst.
I ended up just plugging in my flash drive to the printing machine that was there, and I was able to take care of my situation. Without the online.
La-di-da.
Is that
cool story, bro. Every now and then,
their
robotic internet department has a glitch. And that was that because
the
you couldn't
robotic
print it through the online order.
Holy shit.
Paper. It was all
look, this is the manager's manager here, and you need to come and pick up those fucking photos, like, now. We're, like, trying to work through all of the Christmas... Like photos.
Yeah, the Santa Claus was Walmart, right? You have the Santa Claus back up there.
No, Santa Claus being
look, dude, but, can you just come and pick up the damn photos and pay the fee, okay?
Yeah, you know, they're pretty sentimental. It was my sister's wedding this summer. I gotta take care
story,
of it. You can literally
you just like,
throw those in the giveaway pile. You know, just use that for toilet paper.
Awesome. We will.
What
rock on,
you're going to use the photos for toilet paper?
No, you like the dildo in the butt because I tried.
Actually, sir, I do like dildos in the butt.
Hardcore.
Shut the fuck up, you goddamn cunt. Shut up, you motherfucker. This is not a prank fucking call. This is serious fucking business. I'm tired of this shit. I've been working all fucking day. It's goddamn Christmas Eve. I don't like goddamn gifts. All I want to do
is not like M&M, motherfucker.
I want to eat a dildo.
And then I got the fucking...
Yeah, you want to eat a dildo, you little cocksucker
motherfucker. Hey, stop yelling.
2 hours after I personally developed the picture.
Blah, blah.
Look, motherfucker, look. We've been working almost 24 hours straight here at Walmart. We're starting to get a little bit...
Hours. Yeah, I know. I got the email.
We need to get these fucking orders out.
6 hours
you just
after
the
I
fucking
developed
photos
myself.
You
unfortunately, this is a long-distance number, and you're breaking
combat.
Up, and
I've
all I hear
little
is
kid.
My butthole is swollen, and the dildo won't fit in it.
You're a
you're spinning it.
That's what I hear. I'm sorry, but you
oh,
stay,
you badass, sir, ain't you?
I love you. Do you want to come over? Do you want to fuck? Do you want to make out?
What the fuck was that? Goddamn!
Well, what's so insane is that he believed it was Walmart the entire time.
Yeah, so like,
he kept speaking his grievances about why what was wrong.
Walmart.
At no point did he say this is bullshit.
Because should we call someone Honey Dumplings?
The next one, we should start off with, this is a prank.
Why does Brad look like a hamster when he yawns?
No, I don't. It's
because he's a gerbil.
He looks like a handsome devil.
Alright, well, I'm going to go grab another beer and take a fucking piss. I'll be right back.
Yeah, rock on, V-neck. V-neck for the win.
I'll totally have your butt babe, Brad.
Yay. That last number was wild.
This is how I'm rocking tonight.
We need to call another Walmart and get more numbers.
That Copenhagen one.
I can't remember.
Rob
the last guy you talked to sounded pretty giving.
It may be...
That dude was a trip, and he was like partying, you know?
Kelly Barnaby, she didn't answer when we called before, so maybe...
I can't add it.
He went to go take a piss and grab a beer.
Well, Rob has to do it.
The man who said, a girl that said never call again should be, connected with STD girl and the last caller, too. All at once.
Oh, they call you legend for a reason. You're always thinking.
You know what? Fuck Brad. Legend, I'm going to have your butt babies.
Yay.
Butt baby.
I call Brad. I got next.
Wow. It's really weird. That's like a cool to say like a joke. But can you really imagine greasing up your asshole and having a legend climb on top of you and sodomize?
Oh, that's legend. Funny. You big sexy bastard.
It'd be horrifying, dude.
He's got a dick of a Coke can. It's
that's not that's kind of a slam on him. I bet he'd be a gentle lover. Come on, Matt.
No.
When he was fucking you?
I don't think he would be.
He's a nice guy. He gives you a reach around. He nibble on your ear, suck on your neck.
He's a very selfish lover.
That's how Matt imagines it.
And I know.
Well, I've talked to a couple lady friends of his, and he's all about getting his own.
I'm gonna give him a nickel for good clothing.
No, he fucking busts a nut and get out because he's got a bolt of smoke.
Weed every day. Grace cheese and calls it a day.
Your butt will be put in the custody of Carl Jr.
Like,
fuck
I
you.
Still,
I'm eating.
Your children will be placed in the custody of Carl Jr.
Kelly Barnaby. Look in the chat window.
Who's doing it?
I don't even know what the
Hi,
history
Kelly.
Is.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Of cunt.
So you're in
Florida. That rang a lot of times. That her phone's on. You're in the ring.
Who's your daddy?
Could probably recall her and post
answers. I still always, I love like looking at the lineup and thinking it looks like a police lineup. Like a screenshot of this. Like it's just of the,
or maybe not crime capital, but murder capital of America, pretty much.
Where?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Should we call another Walmart and get more?
Yay!
Hell yeah, we should.
Are we getting these?
Brad, whatever.
Brad
for.
Is an master at that.
Get Mr. Spessin to do it.
You should do random letters though. Do like we've lost everybody in the P's.
Yeah, we're gonna need to sit there and see this all night.
No, that'll add time to it. It's good to get them just a chunk. Because there's not many there.
I could just start with two letters and then give them two more letters and two more and just keep doing that over and over.
Until they finally give up.
Yeah, well, I mean, as long as you initially get...
I'm totally not a hacker.
If you get a dump of D through E, then okay, you already got some information. Then it's like, okay, well, we need...
A dump. Data dump.
That's and it's like, well, we need
or talk.
You know,
I went to take a dump earlier, and I just
another range to get
fart.
I
was listening to like a phone show or a fun show earlier where this guy was on the line with you guys, and all he would talk about was like all of the different things that he ate and what his poop looked like.
That sounds.
I don't recall that.
I listen to Old Meat and Dime. I found out if I eat purple food, I can take green shit, like bright neon green.
Any blue or purple food gives me green shit.
This dude, he was like, I went to the store. I got a snow cone, and I asked him for extra raspberry. I didn't care what
extra,
it cost.
Extra,
for
extra.
The next 2 days, I shit nothing but red. I swear I was gonna go to the hospital.
Isn't
that the guy that did the bath in ramen?
They're probably not gonna have anyone in electronics.
You're in electronics.
Oh, yeah.
Your mom's in electronics.
And get them to give us the last three people that ordered pizzas.
Well, that's a good one. We'll know that it's still up.
I don't know.
No Domino's.
There's pizza joints in Chicago.
I needed the breaking news sound earlier for the Domino's. This just in. Domino's no longer accepts Skype calls.
This just in. Sodomy is legal in the U.S.
No Domino's at all?
No, I tried a couple of them.
Oh, wow.
Does it go to that 411 info?
No, it just says that this number's been disconnected.
Interesting.
But if you call from a regular phone, it still goes through.
Try this one.
That's fucked up, dude.
Yeah, that is fucked up.
Yeah, I tried the East Alton and the Godfrey one.
Yeah, I was just
here's the Santa Barbara one.
I was just looking up mine.
Hey.
I guess we could try Little Caesars.
I've got a Little Caesar for you, baby.
There's a little... Pizza, can I help you?
Hi, this is Paul from the corporate office with Domino's.
Yeah.
And we're having problems with our computer here. Was not recognizing your orders there. And I just need the customer information from the last three orders so I can see where the gap is and what we've been sent.
The last three orders?
Yeah, like the last 5 or 10 or 15, 20, 50.
Oh, you need their address or what exactly?
Just the name and the phone number should do it, and I can look them up that way.
The most recent one was at 11:59.
Yeah, that's for the time. Just the name and the phone number.
Yeah, the phone number was 560.
Uh-huh.
8968.
That's area code 805?
Yes.
Plus 1-805. And then what's the name on that one?
Rose Munoz.
Munoz. And then
Munoz, M-U-N-O-Z.
Okay, yeah. Could I get the next four, the last four orders, and from there we should...
The next one was...
The mystery...
Area code 763-607-6677.
Uh-huh. And the name on that one?
Judy.
Okay. And the next one?
And the other one was area code 571-315-9052.
And the name on that one?
It's HAZEM.
Okay. And then the next one?
It's 805-696.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Plus 1-805 so Rob can dial it better. Easier. 805.
Yeah. 696.
Uh-huh.
3778.
Okay. And the name?
Mary.
Okay.
And next one, 1805.
Plus 1805, so that can be clickable.
Okay. And 696.
Mm-hmm.
3041.
Okay. And the name?
The name for that was...
Is?
It's just a W.
Just W?
Yeah.
Like kind of like the Men in Black...
Like, yeah, just the letter W.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll look through this list here and see if that fixes the computer problem magically. And we might have to call back and get a few more though if there are still more missing after this.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your cooperation.
No problem.
Merry Christmas.
Alrighty. You too.
God bless.
You too.
Happy Hanukkah.
Oh, that was excellent. That is classic, man.
You know W, like in Men in Black, that W? Not the W from Avatar, the one from Men in Black.
Oh, shit.
That guy was so easy. We could call back and get more from him.
Yeah, we could drain the whole database from him.
You could have him just... like put all the money from the safe in a thing and submit your PO.
I like in the beginning he kept offering you addresses like here, you must take these.
I'm like, I didn't ask
for it. It's like candy, you need it.
Okay, what are we gonna say to these people?
That there's something wrong with their pizza.
What'd you say, Legend?
You should not eat the pizza at all.
Oh wait, tell them.
And then if they've already ate it, be like, oh dear.
Oh, no. We're gonna be oh dear. We need to cook up an antidote. Get out your blender.
It's been tainted with cyanide.
One was made special for a porn movie, and we forgot which one it was and delivered it to you.
Do you have any syrup of ipecac? Anything to reduce vomiting?
All right, here we go.
Oh, God.
Let's get him to, like, open up capsules and get the medicine out of it to add to the...
Drink toilet water.
Oh, the first one's busy.
Possible.
Have your husband pee on you.
There's a gas leak in the building. Throw your TV through the window.
Are you guys going to get crazy?
It's time to go prank.
Not too crazy now. I'm
going to go prank net on their ass.
No.
Hi, this is Kevin from Domino's Pizza.
You're right out, man.
I'm sorry? I didn't say...
I'm heading out to grab...
Okay, well, you don't need to be a smartass about it, for one thing. I was just telling you that we're here.
No.
If you're going to, like, have an attitude, I'm just going to get back in my car and drive away. This is bullshit.
Hold on, big boy. I mean, What the fuck are you talking about? I asked them to have you call me.
I have feelings, too, goddammit. And I don't need to be talked to like that.
Dude, I understand you might be having a rough night.
I mean, fuck this. You're probably not even going to tip now. Why should I even bother?
Dude, are you joking?
I don't joke at all. I'm a Christian. I just don't appreciate your attitude when I first called in.
Yeah.
So if you apologize, I'll...
The heck with that. Heck with that guy.
What?
The heck with him.
Yeah, the heck with you.
Driving away
with your
pizza.
I'm keeping your pizza, and I'm going to say that you refuse to pay for it, and you'll get arrested.
All right, bro. I can't fucking wait.
Yeah, me either.
Where are you?
I'll see you in prison, motherfucker.
Hey.
What?
Hey, big boy.
What?
I hope you run the Domino's shop, because you're going to get a hefty fucking complaint.
Guess what?
Okay?
You're a pussy. You're not going to complain. You'll never do it. You don't have the balls.
Dude, why you get that fucking job anyway?
That's awesome.
That was excellent.
Oh, dude, because that...
Big boss. Hold on, big boy.
The pizza guy's going to call in a minute.
What the fuck?
Oh, Brad, what are you drawing, buddy?
Hold on, big boy.
Four triangles.
snake.
And me and you're the only one that thinks snake's funny.
Right? I know what you're talking about, though. I do. That fucking weird chick who put all the fucking snakes together and shit. That's awesome.
She's getting weirder.
She's like all into math and shit. Yeah.
She's getting weird.
She's not weird. She's awesome.
She is really awesome.
Stupid smart. Hey, Brad, have you watched that live thing she did?
No. Yet?
That, like, where she does this, like, presentation.
Really?
And she, like, rambles more than, like, she does on her videos. Even it's just, like, live, like, math science presentations.
Yeah. I would love to
see
her live. Where does she live?
I don't know. I haven't tracked that down yet.
Her name's
Yeah, we need to call her up.
Oh, yeah, Brad knows her number.
Well, I don't have it, but I remember it was somewhere.
Yeah, so. We've called her. We've left messages for her.
I better taxi. This is Ricky. May I help you?
Let's get his taxi number and start prank calling him. We need the addresses of your last 5 customers.
They need to be re-picked up in a row.
And take it to the dump.
This one person I don't want to fuck with.
Yeah, I wouldn't fuck with a legend. Legend will fuck up your life.
Let's call another Domino's. I mean, a customer, because we have 3.
Another customer. Yeah. Yeah, and it's quick. They're still on the way. He posted them all. Dude.
And I don't want to talk.
Well, I'm lazy, man.
Go up. Go up in the chat.
Did we call Judy yet? Yeah, I'm not that fucking lazy. Come on. Now, we called Rose. Did we call Judy?
I think Rose didn't answer, but we did call Judy.
So we'll call Hey Zoom.
Should not even.
Yeah, I'll talk to Hey Zoom. And I'm like, I'm gonna be the pizza guy.
You got it.
Yeah, I'll talk to him.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, it's Domino's. This Hazem or whatever. However the fuck you say it. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, everything okay? You still waiting on pizza or?
Yeah, please. It's,
what, please?
Apartment 2.
No. You're very mouthy.
Hey,
and
mate,
like,
want to do another line?
We got near the place, and me and my friend started doing drugs in the car, and so we decided just to eat the pizza. You know. So we decided, fuck you. But we started feeling a little guilty because it's Christmas. But, you know, you infidels don't celebrate Christmas. So we thought we really didn't care because you're not a Christian.
Does that guy want to do some coke with us or what?
No, he's all his bullshit. Look at his pizza. It's a faggot pizza, you know. So, yeah, you're probably not going to get your pizza tonight.
Yeah,
you're not. You're not going to get your pizza, but if you want to walk down, you can come in the car and get high with us.
Goodwill towards men, man. I'll get him high as a motherfucker.
Marijuana. Yeah.
Honey, can I stop sucking your dick under the string? It's hurting my head.
Oh, chill out, sweetheart. If you want to come down. We're downstairs. If you want to walk down there, you can party in the car. We're sorry we ate your pizza, even though you're an infidel. Okay. You know?
Alu Akbar.
It's a trap.
Oh, you're not gonna chop off heads, are you? Are you chopping heads still?
Stop chopping heads.
Oh, no, you're a fucking hippie. Okay. That's wrong racism.
Chop a motherfucking head.
That's wrong racism. He sounded like a hippie, not a fucking
Bantu.
Alright, we'll draw Mary. Here comes
Pony.
Hey, tell Mary that her house looks sketchy and we were afraid to go there.
Can I do it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Act terrified.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wassalamu alaikum.
Everybody else, shut up.
I suck at languages, dude. Sorry.
You have reached the voicemail box of 805696.
Call it back.
Call her black.
Call it black, motherfucker.
Stay black.
Don't go back. Lamer. Pick up.
Damn it.
How come Mr. Spessa doesn't call in? He needs to hear this one.
You've got to call him on his cell and, like, wake him up first and, like, let him know.
I like how Brad, I like your new, like, above thing. Okay. What's her name? The camera's all high.
Camera's high.
It's high like you are, man. Nah.
It's like, what? That fucking
this is W. So who's going to take W?
I'll do it.
W to daddy.
Come on, W.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Mike with Domino's.
Yeah?
Yeah. Your house looked a little bit sketchy there. I'm still kind of, like, driving around.
Okay, what are you talking about?
The pizza?
Okay.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Do you have your light on?
Dude, what the fuck are you talking about? I just got what I needed.
Huh? Wait, did they send out two guys? Look, I got another pizza for you, I guess.
You're lost, dude.
You fine. I got the pizza right here. But this looks kind of like a scary area. Could you?
He hung up. We're calling him back, dude.
Somebody else can do it then. I had a whole idea that they hadn't gotten their pizza yet.
I'm gonna try Rose back next.
Damn.
Fucking Rose.
Oh, Casey's General Stores are starting to deliver pizza.
Oh, nice.
Badass.
So, because of that, they're new.
They don't know.
All kinds of
issues. Walgreens
really blocks numbers?
Nope.
Hey, man. Yeah.
Is this Rose Munoz?
No.
Yeah. Oh.
Hello, sir?
Yes, sir.
You didn't say goodbye to my colleague, and you hung up the phone?
Hey, shitty face.
Yes, sir?
You need to apologize. Hey, apologize shitty right face. Now.
Can you apologize, please?
Our pubes and the pizza.
All the managers are here. We're just trying to encourage our employees to be more polite. God fucking whore.
Eat the pube pizza, you fucking cunt. It's full of our...
Oh, yeah, let's tell them we came in their pizza.
Have any cats seen my picture on Facebook where I'm holding a handful of my pubes in front of my face?
I have not seen that.
I don't ever want to see that.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like something I want to see, bro.
It's hilarious. Well, they're cut off. They're not on my cock at the time.
We need to be. Do you remember that guy that put like he showed us pubic hair and he put it all over his body when they were doing the anti-Semitic protest? That was badass.
Yeah.
So is this Rose?
Yep, this is Rose.
OMG.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
This is Gary from Domino's Pizza.
Uh huh.
Did you receive your pizza yet?
No.
Okay, well, when it gets there, there's a little problem. We just fired one of our employees here because we caught him kind of injecting his own special sauce into the crust. Kind of like it's stuffed crust. But, you know, instead of with pizza sauce, it was with his cum.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, you're not going to want to eat that.
Okay, thank you.
So if you could tell the delivery driver. Tell the delivery driver that the pizza's crust has cum in it. Just let him know for us. Sorry, I'm very upset by this. I just had to fire someone. I've never had to do that before. So tell the delivery driver that there's a lot of cum in the crust. And you can't accept it, and we'll send you out a new one for free. We won't make you pay for it.
Ah.
I couldn't.
I don't think I've ever heard you crack up before, Carter.
I'm not doing too good tonight. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're Imagine busy drawing snakes.
How far back can you stand and still piss in the toilet?
Oh, I'm right on it right now.
Dude, why are we even seeing this shit, man?
I didn't know you were.
If you don't wish to look at it, close your eyes.
I'm looking at it, waiting for him to flash us and piss on the camera.
Hey, one of you guys should get more...
Fucking piss in the sink, you fucking pussy-ass motherfucker!
You used to.
If you wash your hands, you're fired.
Oh, shit.
You use I'll less water my... you piss in the sink.
I'll wash my hands in this bowl.
I've pissed in a sink many a times, God damn it.
No, call back the dominoes.
I still do bother, then I sink once.
Call back the dominoes. You've got
no,
the
fun.
I am glad that.
But I prefer to piss in a bathtub.
Full sewn dominoes. I guess it's just the old.
Call the dominoes you called to get. What piss is this?
Oh my god!
Now put it in
Drink
your
mouth.
Drink it.
Look
it. Holy shit! What?
Matt. I don't care what happens in fucking life. If you ever need anything, I'll be here for you, dude.
What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at,
oh,
Mr.
Wait a minute.
Goddamn.
Thank you for choosing Dominus Pizza. Can you please hold?
Sir, I need to talk to you.
Oh, are you calling from my bath?
I need to talk to you about somebody told me that something happened to my pizza.
Hold on 1 second, okay? Just a second.
Alright.
Thank you for choosing Domino's Pizza of Santa Barbara, your neighborhood Domino's Pizza store that is locally owned and operated. Thank you for holding.
Oh, is it locally owned and operated?
I think it might be.
Thank you for holding. This is Luis speaking. How may I help you?
Hi there, man. I just had somebody call me.
Huh?
I just had somebody call me on the phone and told me not to eat my pizza when it got here.
What address are you calling from, sir?
Dude, are you calling people up and telling them not to eat the pizzas?
No, but I need to know your address first.
What's going on there? Because I just got a phone call, and they told me that...
Yeah, can I get your address first?
Listen, they just
told me... Okay, I can't talk to you if you're not going to give me your address, okay? Because I don't even know what address you're calling from.
I'm calling from a phone, not an address.
Yeah, what address are you calling from, though?
Sir, are you listening? They called me...
Okay, have a good night, okay?
I'm not gonna call that fucking bastard back right now.
Can somebody reverse look up that number? I don't know what number it was.
Oh yeah, somebody give him the number.
No, I can't.
No.
What was that?
I cannot hold.
I'm with another customer on the line, so he's
going to be a minute. I'm more important. Somebody just called me from your shop there, told me that I should not eat my pizza when I get it because somebody got fired and they jizzed all over my crust.
That's not true.
Well, that's what your number. I got a call from the 805 number, the same one I called here, which is your shop. And they told me that when the pizza gets here, I should refuse it because there is jism all over it.
Yeah, I think somebody's hacking the phones. We got a lot of complaints about stuff like this.
I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
I believe someone's hacking the phones. We're getting a lot of complaints around random stuff.
That's a false statement, sir. What are they doing with the phones?
Someone's hacking the phones.
How do they do that? How do they hack the phones, sir?
I'm not aware of what's going on. I just know that there's a lot of complaints about random issues going on like this. And
random issues? Well, should I take it seriously? Should I not eat my pizza when it gets here?
Did you order pizza?
If I didn't order pizza, I wouldn't be on the phone with you now, would I?
All right, 1 second, sir.
option inside a bread bowl. Choose between chicken alfredo, three bowl. Cheese mac and cheese, Italian or sausage marinara, pasta.
Hey, now we gotta call them back right after this and do the corporate office thing, see if they still do.
Birthday parties, team and classroom celebrations, to family get-togethers. We at Domino's are here to help.
Do I sound like an old man when I sound like this?
It's really special. Ask our managers today. Thank you for holding.
Thank you for holding. This is Luis speaking. How may I help you?
All right, now, I just got a telephone call from you guys saying, when my pizza gets here, do not eat it.
Did you order a pizza?
Yeah, yes, I did.
Okay, and what's the phone number you used when you ordered the pizza?
The number I used was an 805 number. 805-564-4303.
All right, then. Okay, listen, I don't know what you guys are doing.
What do you mean, you guys? I'm ordering a pizza.
You, okay?
Me?
Because you give the number you said you used when you ordered.
Yes.
564-4303. That's our phone number.
Okay. The other guy on the radio on the phone there told me that, you know, this has been going on for a while, and.
Okay. What's your phone number?
My phone number is. Which phone number?
The phone number you're calling from.
0012345.
I don't think that number starts with 00.
Yes, this number actually does.
Okay, well, I don't have a register here that you ordered pizza, so I don't.
Yeah, I did, but somebody called me and
okay,
said.
Okay, well, what did you order from? You can tell me that, and I can look it up.
Okay, I ordered from the Domino's Pizza Man, the one on Cliff Drive.
Yeah, but what address are you calling from?
1808 Cliff Drive.
What part of that don't you get? What's your address?
No, I ordered from 1808 Cliff Drive.
Yeah, but what's your address? I don't know what part of that sentence don't you get.
Did somebody?
Okay, just, have a good night, all right? And if you stop, if you insist on calling, we're going to have to call the authorities, okay?
Who's the authority, sir?
Oh, the police department. They'll deal
Who's
with you.
Who's that? They'll deal with me?
Yeah, all right. Have a good night, okay?
Are you threatening me?
Have a good night.
Brad.
Why didn't somebody give him a fucking number?
I dropped one in there, like, right above it.
I didn't.
Did I do something wrong?
No, baby. You did everything right. We're just breaking up.
You reminded me of a old fire sign.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's the love we have together. I don't want it anymore, it's nasty.
Crap.
It's against Christ.
Let's call him back and be the corporate office.
Yes, go ahead.
Good luck on that. I'm getting a beer on that one. That's gonna be ridiculous.
If it works.
And just, you need to be like, just be like, people are calling like crazy. About like the unmentionable things in pizza.
I hate unmentionable things in pizza.
Give me a number.
There it is.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Fuck you, I'm eating.
Thank you for choosing Domino's Pizza. Can you please hold?
Sure.
Thank you.
It operated. Thank you for holding. Your patience while holding is greatly appreciated. Our friendly customer service representatives will be right with you.
Just assumes we have patience.
To see our complete menu, please log on to Domino's.com.
Perhaps there's, of course we do.
Domino's.com and experience our award-winning website.
Thank you for holding. This is Luis speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office. I called about the computer issues earlier.
Yeah?
I was just needing to get an updated list of customers that you had there and their phone numbers, like last time.
Okay, what's your phone number where I can reach you?
It'd be area code 801-627-3985.
And what's your employee number?
31682.
31682?
Uh-huh.
And your extension?
425.
425. Okay, I'll give you a call back right now, okay, at that number you gave me.
Well, why can't we just talk? Because we're already connected.
Because I'm busy. I have an order on hold, and I'll call you back right now, okay?
Yeah, it's okay. I'll hold. Just put me on hold.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure you're not from Domino's, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
What was your first clue when we told one of the customers we jizzed in her?
HUD, dude.
Fuck.
Is that when you figured it out, dude?
Yes.
I actually did jizz in the pizza.
Idiot.
Because I'm a hatcher.
Jerk.
He's still getting fired over it, even though he got wise eventually. So, like, even when, like, I don't know why he tries to get wily over the head, and you're still getting fired, you cunt. My hands taste like toilet water as I put my chewing tobacco in my mouth.
That was really easy.
It's recycling.
Rock and roll.
Fuck yeah, here we go.
Does someone else want to get their numbers? I think.
No, I just want to scream at people, dude.
Okay.
That was crazy. I don't think you're the corporate office.
Braz skilled at this.
What is this? I don't even know what this is.
I think it's a.
Thank you, Jason. This is Julie. I'm going to help you.
Hi, this is... Oh, wait. Yeah. Julie. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No. Okay, I'll go ahead. My name is Julie, too. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Okay.
And we're having problems with the computer system, and it looks like some of your orders are not transmitting to our corporate office here. And I just need to know the name of your last few customers and so we can figure out where they are on the computer.
We need the last four, sir.
What? Oh, he's silly.
You got 49?
49? We just need the names and phone numbers, and we can look them up that way.
I can't give you that.
I'm sorry, can you speak up?
What order numbers do you have?
Well, we don't have the order numbers. That's the problem. They're not coming through to the computer here in the corporate office. So we can look them up by their names and their phone numbers.
Could you give me a phone number where I can call you and I'll have the manager call you with the last orders? Or
oh no, you can
just email them to you?
No, you can just give them to me. It's okay. I'm in the corporate office.
Yeah, well, I can't do that. That's information.
That's information?
That's
really?
Customer information. How am I sure you're a corporate?
How's your day doing?
Hey, hon, how are you today?
Anything crazy happened today?
How's work going? Are you relaxed, tired? Are you alone? Are you
it's
alone?
What's the weather like there?
What are you wearing?
No, I'm not alone.
Do you want to be alone?
What's it feel
Popsilo?
Like?
Is your head spinning yet?
Want to be alone with me?
Housekeeping? A wank?
Christmas Eve feeding snowbirds. How's that feel?
Do you feel like a Grinch?
So, want me fluffed out?
How does it feel to know you're a cold-hearted bitch and no one loves you on Christmas?
Hey, why doesn't snow and plow rhyme?
Do you think people don't like you because you're overweight and brown?
They don't dislike the ethnics. They just don't want to talk to them because they're fucking worthless.
Let's call this next Domino's and see if the lady tries to ruin it for us.
Let's leave her on the line while we do it, because she sounds kind of, you know.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
I would fuck her.
He's fixing to get a trace.
I'm gonna fuck her.
Is she fit?
You wish you
could. Oh, everybody
you wish
has.
You could fuck her.
Is she fit? Somebody's been watching too many in-betweeners talking about a girl.
Thank you for choosing Domino's. This is Nestor. This will be a delivering.
Hey.
Hello.
How?
Hello.
Battle?
Corporate office, do you believe us?
We're baked on Christmas Eve. How do you feel, dude? Want to come over? Want some bread?
Nestor, are you the unnecessary, the unlikely from the old
Are
NES
you
game?
Nestor, the molester?
No, Lester the unlikely.
I renamed him because I have no close to reference.
Holy shit!
Fuck!
Your father.
That was awesome. He just started huffing into the phone when I mentioned the Buster the Unlikely.
Now, wait,
Insane Train?
I think he came.
Or Freight Train, right?
If I do not speak, it is a monologue.
Yes, sir.
Nestor.
Are they both? Oh, is that one chick still on the line?
No, that fucking fat Mexican lip. It's just Lesser the Unlikely. So, what about a monologue, sir? Because I don't quite know what that is.
It's a vagina monologue. It's one of the vagina talks. It's called queefing.
Perry the Platypus is here.
Pablo, Pablo, can you shut the fuck up and be a Mexican and go in the back and bring you some beans?
Bean picker.
You messed with one bean. You messed with a whole burrito. I've been listening to old podcasts. I'm so sorry.
BRB. Fucking goddamn bean pickers.
Nestor, do you want to make a call to us, to your boss, and to explain to him why you're being such a cold-hearted bitch? And why no one loves you on Christmas?
What is your ask? He's probably at your house right now.
Hey, speak up.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Black Sacrament, leave him alone.
You talk about calling the police, you fucking cunt. Speak up.
Hey, hold on. What's going on here?
Mister, I'm going to instruct you on how to do something, but I can't find it, shit. I need to Google for this faster.
You need to speak up, Lester.
I like Google.
Yeah, I like Google too. You want to Google over my Facebook?
Funny. He can only say certain things because he's trying to call.
And somebody's fucking echoing, man.
He's like, I'm going to call the cops.
It's not an echo. It's the father.
Is it him? Or is it me?
The father? Well,
what is going on here, man?
Mahoot?
Hello.
Light is orbiting around you. On your thoughts.
The sleeper has awakened.
My dick has become hard.
I like to play the marimba.
Oh,
he's a little jokester. What's up, little jokester? How are you tonight?
Oh wait, you're the guy from Esley, aren't you?
I'm the guy from what?
From Islay.
From what?
Islay.
Aflac?
It's a street name.
Aflac.
Aflac.
What? Hey, cunt. Just
is your name Mars?
Nestor?
Yes. My name is Mars. They call me Mr. Mars.
I'm fucking Mars Bruno, you motherfucker.
I will stick a Mars bar at my asshole and
hello, Mr. Mars.
Or
shut how are you today?
Shut up, you fuck.
Good.
It's time for
man.
It's time to fire a trivia, bitch. Fuck you.
How was your Thanksgiving party?
It was painful. I made out with a 80-year-old. God.
What the hell?
I fucking...
We're still coughing fucking dust up out of her fucking goddamn gullet.
Yes,
but you
I am cousins with dust.
Dust? Your cousins were fucking dust?
God made us all from dust, children.
Oh,
you have
damn.
To read the Bible. First day.
Add butter and you get something better.
Cock.
Butter? Butter! I don't like butter.
This shit's so funny to me. Like when they just...
You don't
like,
look good over the phone. Put on some makeup.
I don't give a fuck what I look like. Fuck, man, you ain't a bitch, man. Fuck you.
They're just idiots. Like
I'm
screaming
not.
In a pond, and they're passing.
Go scream under a pond.
You're a goddamn pussy, you fucking goddamn
scream.
Like,
motherfucker. Dude, like, how great of an immigrant is that? Hey, seriously, Rob. How great of an insult, like, immigrant comment is that? Go scream under a pond. Like, that's so foreign and so different. That's
go
so
scream
weird.
Under a pond.
Anshul, you there? Michael?
Yeah, they're
would you like to go diving sometime?
Fuck you, 805. Later.
dude.
That was stupid.
Go scream under a pond sometime.
Go shit on an old man's chest.
Go shit in a toilet.
Go piss.
Oh, dude, that's like, is that like when you translate over like curse words to American?
Dude, I think something like bastard in Chinese is like unfertilized turtle egg or some shit.
Yeah, turtle egg.
Unfertilized what?
Unfertilized turtle egg.
Turtle eggs for you, sir. How you doing? Hey, I'm talking to my good friend Domino's Pizza and the zombie. What are you thinking about the county fair? Do you like turtles?
Yeah,
I like turtles.
Could you just say I like turtles?
Yeah.
Are you?
Could
after?
You just say I like turtles?
I like turtles.
Awesome.
They go away.
Only hackers like turtles.
What was that?
Could you say go away PLA, please?
Go away PLA.
Thank you.
Say, sir, before you go, could you please say facebook.com/TheSamantha?
That's what?
Facebook. Fuck you, Matt, for making me laugh.
Facebook.com/TheSamantha.
Samantha. Hablo español?
No. Sí? ¿Dónde está basura?
Factura?
¿Dónde está basura?
Konnichiwa. La basura.
Facebook.com/TheSamantha.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Can I please let you go?
Can you see KFIRadio.com?
Sir, this is Kevin from the corporate office.
This is what?
This is Kevin from the corporate office with Domino's.
Okay.
We're having problems with the computer there.
Okay.
And it seems like some of the orders are not coming through on our end, and I just need you to look on your computer and tell me the names of the last few customers you had there.
Okay. One moment, please.
Okay.
What the fuck? Please disregard everything said prior to that.
Oh, he.
Oh, shit, man.
It would have been amazing.
I love how, like, people whose English is a fourth or fifth language are just totally fine with following whatever orders, no matter what the sequence. Like, if it's insane first, and then you tell them to put Twinkies in a bath of red Gatorade, they're all for it.
When you mix the Twinkies and the red Gatorade, it actually makes a chemical called hydrophosphoric chemical glycidic acid, and it cleans the floor.
Is that something?
It's actually a poison, and it killed the people.
I got a question. You think we will be forgiven for it?
Now, what number should I call now?
This 486-7000.
Brad Carter's drawing.
Okay, all right, I got it.
This Skype is like a beautiful prayer hotline, and I think we should all pray together.
Yes.
Hail Satan! Hail Satan!
Hail Satan! Hail Satan!
In the name of Jesus.
Hail Satan!
All praise be to Bob.
We can't really hear you, Legend.
He's talking on the CB and shit.
Oh, carrier! Hi.
Boo.
I could have showed y'all my skills. I can connect to it with my voice.
You can whistle fax tones?
Scrotum? Yeah. No, I could just...
Jesus Christ. Lock him up next to Mitnick. Put them both in fucking rubber cells with no microphone.
You are now permanently sealed inside a van with Captain Crunch for eternity.
Fuck that, dude. Hell no. Hell no.
Rob,
he seems your like punishment for the week? He seems like a giving lover. He seems like huh? You know, you rub his back, he'll rub yours. You know?
Well, put it
his back, he'll crush it.
You know, I got involved with computers back in the Apple IIe days.
In which way?
Still
were you
got one behind you.
How are you involved?
It's out in the garage, but you just don't know. So, no, anyway, you know, I knew the history of hacking. You know, I was a old school freaker and all that bullshit. And so, you
it
know.
Sounds
so, my buddy lived at Jacksonville Beach.
Such a
and he's like.
It's hard to believe. You know, but I know. But I'm saying it sounds very unbelievable.
No, this is back before, you know, digital cameras were really popular. So, you know, my buddy calls me up and he's like, yeah, you know, Captain Crunch is hanging out at my house. He's got this liquid acid and, you know, and this and that.
Is it hydrochloric?
I don't know what the fuck it was.
It was, does this smell
also,
like
I thought, you know.
Thanks, dude.
Oh, beautiful.
That thing rocks, dude. So,
thanks,
you know,
man.
I go out there to see, you know, I'm thinking, I'm like Captain Crunch, dude, the fucking, you know.
I like, I hope you know.
Hey, cool dude. So I go out there and, nah, that dude was a motherfucking freak, dude. I was like, man, I don't want my picture next to this son of a bitch, goddamn.
I remember the man said something nice about him, so I'm being nice, but I need you, like, why did you jump on the fucking rant about Def Clan and then the, yeah, I'm just going to stop. You want to tell the story, Rob?
Well, I mean, you know, he would sit down at the TV.
Did he ask to exercise with him? To come up to his room and do workouts?
Did you have
no,
his...
No.
He
had a little clan of dudes with him.
Oompa Loompas?
Kind of like...
No, he did. He had his little followers of his little rainbow little fucking fallen whatever
rainbow
the fuck it was. Woo, 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 here we go, motherfuckers. You know, whatever. It's like, dude,
I don't care what he does. He's a fucking goddamn legend.
Dude, he is a legend, but he's a fucking goddamn...
It's kind
yeah.
of
he's an awesome guy.
Kind of like
he's
a man
awesome.
With his band full of teenage boys.
Because Matt approves of him. If I see him, I'll hug him. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been so nice.
Who do I approve of?
I like how he put in there he was hunting for that guy in like his back brace and everything. I'm coming for you, fucker. I'll swat you with my titanium exoskeleton.
I kept thinking like I was Defcon, like I was gonna be like he was gonna think like that's the drunk fat guy like when he sees me and like attack me,
charges,
and have his minions
that's
just run after me
out,
and start chewing at me. Because when I talked
like,
to him, he's like the guy was very overweight. He wasn't really trying to hurt me. He just tried to give me a hug, but he put all his weight on me, and it really fucked up my back.
All right, wait. Is this 1515 a new number?
Yes, it is.
All right, here we go.
It's another Domino's. I thought maybe we could get more customer numbers. Maybe.
I like when he kept saying he didn't have time and then kept putting off his friend and picking him up.
Dude, think about the habit that
there's jism in my crust.
There's crust on my jism.
You
it tastes like pineapple or vegetarian there.
You got crust.
Like, twice now, I've gone to sleep after I came and I woke up with lint in my dick. It was like this bottle of nasty, sticky lint.
Stop wearing brand new pajama pants.
It's called artillery. All the back pressure will just shoot through the wall.
It's called a pipe bomb with my dick.
That's a place you should be up to.
Would be a sweet way to go out. Everyone covered in your jizz.
Like, I already made it clear to everybody, if I'm, like, getting dementia or some shit, just lay me in a bowl with, like, some ampo and light me up. I'll be happy.
You like that guy in Algeria who lighted himself on fire and then, like, 3 months later the government fell.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, that was good for not stupid.
So
and
like
then
if I got sweat balls, badass.
All the conspiracy theorists are like, no, he did it for the laws. Oh, no. Not for government.
Yep. Two no answers. Yeah.
Okay, here I'll do a different state.
I got this. I found this cool GIF image that
it has
all the area codes, and then at the bottom it has a list in numerical order, so it's easy to
You're in numerical order.
I can barely say it, man, but I did.
Your face is delinquent.
There are 10 people who understand this joke.
What? Fuck you.
That's evil.
I sensed like convert base 2 to basic 2.
I didn't hear the class.
It was a viral joke.
Do territories like Samoa and Saipan, like, are they within the U.S. Calling code?
I don't think so. Are you down with the U.S.?
I know Carlito used to call and fuck with them.
Our next specials are 2 extra large.
He has overseas.
Oh.
Thanks for choosing Domino's Pizza. Sorry, we're closed.
Oh, hi. This is Kevin from the corporate office. We're having problems with the computer with your orders coming through on this end.
Oh.
Are you able to look on the computer and tell us the name of the last few customers, and we can try and figure out why they're not coming through that way?
Yeah, of course. We're closed at 105, so we're not taking any more orders right now, but we just got one through the internet. It was for Darren Stanberry.
Oh, yeah, let me open up Notepad. Okay, Darren Stanberry?
Mm-hmm.
And which phone number's on that one?
How do I know that you're from the corporate office? I can't be giving out customer information to just anybody.
Oh, well, I don't know. Our IT person had talked to somebody a few hours ago about the computer problem.
Oh.
I'm calling back to get these names.
Just so. To try it working. Okay. It's area code 253.
Oh, that worked. 253.
820.
Uh-huh.
1521.
Okay. And is that the only one recent, or do you have a few more that are there?
Yeah, that's the only one in a couple minutes. The last one was at 2:16 this morning.
Oh, okay. Well, if I could just get a few more, and that way we could compare them through the computers. But just like the last, I don't know, maybe 3 more orders.
Okay. Area code 253.
Mm-hmm.
759.
Mm-hmm.
5610.
Okay. And the name on that one?
Mike.
Okay.
And the one before that was at 1117.
Okay.
It was area code 541.
Yeah.
285-8820. The name on that was Ryan.
Okay. And then I think one more should probably do it.
Area code 253.
Uh-huh.
334.
Yep.
0002.
Okay.
And that was to Jonathan.
Jonathan. Okay, great. I should be able to use the phone numbers to figure out where these are on the computer then. So I think this should help us find the rest. I'm not sure why they're missing, but we'll give you a call back if we have any more issues, I guess.
That's really weird. I hope you can figure that out.
Yeah, me too. Totally. Totes. All
right. Well, thank you. Have a very, very happy holiday.
Yeah, you too. You can say all Christmas. Right, it's all right.
All right. Have a Merry Christmas.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
God.
Hey, Brad.
You can
Brad,
say Christmas is all right.
Hey, hey, that was
awesome. They are Christian, too. They're totally Catholic.
Give them a fake fucking trouble ticket number. Like, just rat off numbers.
Well, I can't believe she believed me after she was suspicious.
Yeah.
I said nothing to convince her, and it worked anyway.
I think that was the first time you ever said, like, oh, what should I give you proof of? And you just said, I'm from corporate office.
Oh, right, but
of course.
I'm convinced now.
Right. They're in Ann Arbor, by the way, and they're, like, their leader and ownership are all, like, really strong Catholics and stuff, so.
Yeah.
Just to add to your arsenal.
Oh.
Well, yeah, because Michigan's fucking flooded with goddamn Muslims.
Let's hate them. Let's make her regret.
Well, I got my Khalifa on.
Yeah, I see.
It's time to make her regret that she just did that.
I was just thinking, like, you should call back, like, when they get all those, callbacks, just say, like, I can't believe you gave it to a phone hacker. You're fired for the line. Have them work for you and then fire them.
They probably won't pick up again. And this is probably like right at the end.
Yeah,
like, it was the last, we're closed.
Let's call someone.
I don't know how many, like, legends. Hey, Rob. Rob's away at the moment, so we gotta wait.
Goddamn Rob.
But yeah, that's but I'm saying, like, when they start asking for shit, just start rattling off numbers to them, dude. like, yeah, this is the trouble ticket. This is the thing that I'm working on. You know, yeah. I don't know. This is you can call up and you can reference your supervisor to this trouble ticket number.
As soon as they realize you're like several pay grades above them, they're totally down with it.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Well, I just know, like
MC Escher.
That is slick. That's Brad Carter playing Tetris in his fucking brain.
All right, so we're gonna call this first number here.
Yeah,
Mike. Darren.
Oh, Darren.
Darren. Yeah, Darren.
Sandbury or something.
Hey, yeah. Darren is the most recent, by the way, so his shit still might be on the way.
What are we gonna tell him?
So if somebody wants to really fuck with him, the pizza might not be.
Mike.
Your call Mike has check. Been forwarded to an automatic voice
really?
Message
Damn
system.
It. He's not picking up. That nigga needs to get his pizza.
I should text him. Pick up if you want your pizza. Motherfucker. I'll say motherfucker.
I don't think I SMX out. Go to the next one, then. And then you probably got to start saying...
I mean, goddamn, pizza delivery drivers, you know, they come from out of state. Come on, motherfucker, pick up the goddamn phone, you
your
piece.
Call has been...
So we'll try Mike.
Yeah, and I would, at that angle, I would say something's wrong with the pizza.
Now, who's taking this?
Anyone who's not me.
Yeah, me neither.
We're sorry. Oh. You have reached the number that has been disconnected.
Oh, I wonder if she fucked with us and just gave us the wrong
number. Oh, shit. I've been, like, muted for, like, the past,
oh,
like,
she could have been making up shit, man.
Try right. You know,
I've kept, like, trying to, like, break in and say shit and be like, I'm going to take it, and I've been muted for, like, I don't know how long.
You dummy. I do that all the time.
This one is Elise ringing.
What's this doing? Who is this?
I'll take it.
This is Ryan.
Cool Rob something. I can't tell the top. It looks like you're... It's, oh, that's slick, dude.
That's cool.
Ryan,
that's...
I can't answer the phone right now, so leave me a message.
No.
What the fuck did he say his name was?
He said Ryan.
Yeah,
so
okay, so that was right.
No, it's just not bullshit.
So the first person just gave him a fake phone number or some shit.
No, or something. I don't know, something fucked up. Try Jonathan.
They close at 1 on a Friday? That's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, lame.
Wonder if, like, in college towns they'd be open later.
Oh, yeah, probably.
They would be.
Hello?
Hey, Jonathan?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Henry from the pizza place. Have you received your pizza order yet?
Yeah.
And how did that taste?
Oh, it was fine.
Well, because I hate to inform you of this, but, we found out that a couple of our employees were whacking off and putting semen into the ingredients of the pizza tomato sauce. So, the pizza you enjoyed tonight was, unfortunately, containing their secretions, so you speak. So, have you had any stomach pains? Have you vomited or anything like that?
No.
I can't believe you fired me. I am so out of here. I did not jizz in his pizza. I told you for the second time, I'm not getting my damn paycheck until you sign it, you son of a bitch.
Fuck you, fuck you, Dean. Get the fuck out of here, Dean.
No, give me the phone. I want to talk to him. I want to apologize and make amends. Boss, come on.
I'll give you the goddamn phone. Here's the goddamn phone.
Fine, right, I did jizz in the pizza, but no. I didn't know it was for you.
Kevin, just give me a minute, all right? Dude, I'm sorry. All right, I'm sorry. I don't want to lose my job. Can you please forgive me? Are you there? Please. I only make $5.76 an hour.
He's gone.
God damn, dude. No.
He's gone.
Ah, dude.
That fucking cunt.
Jizz pizza.
I think he's on to us.
Yeah.
I want to go a different direction than the jizz. I've got to...
I want to tell him that if any girls ate the pizza, they're pregnant.
Or they're HIV positive.
Oh, oh, pregnant.
One of our employees laced the pizza with the morning after pill.
A little bit of acid in the morning after pill together?
And the Ebola virus.
Excuse me, sir, but have you ever done mescaline?
Have any of you guys seen the Ebola syndrome? Have you guys seen the Ebola syndrome? It's a great movie. This guy, like, rapes a prod in Africa. It's an Asian movie. And gets the Ebola, but he's just a carrier, and he can't get it. And he's, like, whacking off in food, spreading it.
So, I just found it, and I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, so good. Yeah, the Ebola syndrome is awesome. It's such a good movie. It's so funny.
Steal a WordPress and make a really fucked up movie list?
Huh?
Just get a WordPress and make a really fucked up movie list.
I was talking to, who's that new cat? Brad, the guy that wants the show. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer, yeah. Chris, I think is his name.
I talked to him for like 4 or 5 hours that night, dude. He's a new cat.
Yeah, he's pretty nice.
Yeah, and I was just telling him all kinds of movies and shit. And he was doing like a text document. And he's like, All right, I'll check this out.
Oh, here we go. Spacing out here.
Oh, I need to do more drugs.
Hi means Hawaii.
I need
smoke. 808 to me always reminds me of the old.
Thank you for calling Domino's. How can I help you?
Hello, this Hello? Is Gary from the corporate office with Domino's.
Yes.
Hi, we're having some problems with the computer where your orders are not showing up here on this end. I just need to know if you could look in your computer and give me the names of the last few customers so we could try and look them up from this side.
So that you can what?
But we're just trying. It's messing up the inventory because some of your orders are not showing up.
Oh, look at the last two orders?
Yeah, like the last five. If I could just get those, and I can write them down, put them in the computer.
Okay. Let's see. I have what order number do you left? Have you left off on?
Oh, see, that's the problem. The order numbers aren't coming through. So if you could just read me the names, the name and the phone number of the last five, I guess, and that should do it.
Okay. So I have Nahua Street. Let's see.
Oh, I didn't ask for the address.
Alfredo.
Okay, Alfredo, and then the phone number?
Phone number is 661-487-9845.
9845?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the next one?
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Phone winner!
Okay.
Okay, after Alfredo?
Okay, so then there's
plus
Dan Tartaglioni. Dan.
I'm gonna call him Tartar. Glugloony. Okay, and the phone number.
Tartaglioni. 412.
I'm gonna call him Tart.
979.
Tartar butt. Wait, 412.
Yep, 979.
Wait, area code 412.
Yes.
Hold on, I put a minus in front of the plus. 14. Okay. 412.
Uh huh. 979.
Mm-hmm.
5655.
Yes.
Can you get that one, please? Yes.
Oh.
Okay, and then.
And then.
We have.
And then.
David.
David.
Number is.
Plus
954. That's the Eric. Yeah, area code 954.
Florida.
270.
Mm-hmm.
2465.
Okay, next.
Okay. And then we have Ezra. Mumi. Ezra.
Israel.
Huh?
Okay, Israel. Mooney.
Ezra.
Ezra. Ezra.
Yeah. Area code 808.
Plus 1-808.
330.
Uh huh.
5295. 5295.
Okay. Score.
Okay, that's four. You want one more?
Yeah, maybe like seven.
Okay, Mark.
Mark.
Yeah, Mark was a carryout, I believe. Yeah.
Okay. Carryout. All right, I'll write that to help out this prank. Carryout.
So do you want the one before that? The delivery before that.
Carryout. Was there a phone number on it?
There's no phone number. He
oh,
walked in.
Shit. Okay. Yeah, the one after the carryout, I guess, then.
Okay. So, I have 808. 1-808.
284. 284.
0291.
0291. Sorry, Matt's making me laugh. Because he's on camera.
Huh?
Name on that one?
Jacob.
Jacob.
They're not getting our orders.
Maybe if I could just have
our
two.
Our orders are not showing
just
up at corporate.
The other one's done
so
yet.
I gotta tell them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe
okay.
Just, if I could just do two more real quick and
okay.
It can be finished.
Hold on. Okay, never mind. He's got the phone. Okay,
let's see.
Okay, then
well,
we got
Daniel.
Okay. 847.
847.
847.
834.
834. 834, Matt's
echoing. 4430. 4430.
5.2.
They're not getting them.
Okay. Daniel?
Okay. Yeah.
After Dan. And then?
No, I know it. Right?
And then?
Okay, so you got that one?
Uh-huh, I got Daniel.
Okay. Okay, and then the one right before that?
And then? Yeah.
Is Raul. R-A-U-L.
Ooh, that's sexy.
And his number is 808.
Mm-hmm.
203.
8552. 8529.
No, 203-8552.
8529.
Excuse me?
8529.
No, 203-8552.
Hey, this is Tom at the technical office. I've been listening in on the call. We actually need the last five numbers before that as well. They've also been missing. I'll come off the line now. Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, if I could get the next one after the 8529.
No, 8552.
Eight. Yeah, the one after that one, 8529.
Okay, wait. You keep repeating the number to me, and it's, like, wrong.
It's just a phone connection. It's okay. You can just go on to the next.
Okay, so you want the one before that?
Yes, please.
Who is this? What did you say your name was?
Frank.
Frank.
Yeah.
At corporate.
Yeah. In Michigan.
In Michigan.
Lots of Jewish people there. Was it Jewish, you said, Rob? Or herbal?
Huh?
Nothing. Yeah, I'm sorry. Right. Yeah, just one more, and I'll stop.
We're fine.
Okay, Iris.
People.
Iris?
Iris, and her number is 808.
Wow.
734.
808-734. 0668. 0668. Yay!
Okay, we got it?
Hey.
Happy Christmas, Tweet.
Ding, 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 ding.
Happy Kwanzaa.
What?
Happy Kwanzaa.
Smoke weed.
Happy what?
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Merry Christmas.
Medikamaki is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
Who is this?
Christmas day.
We're most of us are the guys in the IT department. We just could be what? Yeah.
We're all a little bit drunk. You'll have to, like, you know.
It's fucking Christmas. Don't judge
you're
it.
You're drunk. You're all a little bit drunk, but you're calling from corporate?
That's correct.
Yeah. We're getting paid time and a half, but I mean, come on.
I can't understand because you got two people talking.
Don't.
Yeah, who's watching on Christmas? We're like, sorry. We're just, like, getting a little bit excited here. Sorry about that.
Christmas party.
Only Flicky Monkey.
Did I just get pranked?
No. We're really in the corporate office.
No. I was going to say, you're lucky we ain't busy, because I'd be mad as hell.
Oh, no.
No, you got to understand. Hey. Here in the corporate
is this really corporate?
Yes, it is. We only have technical issues there. It seems like that's the only place that's still open, but we still have to be working here. It's like 3 in the morning here, so you'll have to forgive us.
It's 3 in the morning there, so you decided to prank call us?
We're in corporate. We're working.
No, this is for real.
You guys are crazy.
We're having our Christmas party, but we also...
So are you guys going to call all our customers and see how kind of customer service we had?
Yes.
No.
We might.
All right. No, I hope you do it, because we are number one.
You're number one. Before you leave, you're number one.
I need to listen to me, okay?
We're having the Christmas.
I can't listen to you because you got two people talking in the background.
It's Christmas party here.
Dissect
the office Christmas party here. Melikliki Monkey.
Bring more of that coke.
That poor girl. I think she's.
she was really listening. Should we call her back?
What was her name? Oh. What was the girl's name? We can say we're that person.
I don't know. Yeah, we need to call her back and find out her name before anything
happens. All right. We'll let Legend. Take over.
We got like a gajillion.
She's like,
Domino's Pizza, how can I help you?
What's your name? The girl there.
What was that?
The girl that was there just answered the phone. What was her name? You have to write it down.
What was that?
The girl that worked there and who answered the phone just about 3 minutes ago. What was her name?
Give me 1 second. We have a bad connection on this line.
What's her name?
Hey. What's the broad's name, Dick Neck?
Oh, fucking pickle-headed motherfucker.
You pickle-head.
I just made that shit up.
I like pickle-headed. That's good.
Oh, I thought it was tickle-head.
No, it's pickle-headed motherfucker.
Oh. Wait, who's tickling heads right now? And can I get him?
Like, we can call somebody...
Hello.
You pickle-headed dick neck.
What was that?
God's name.
You're a pickle-headed motherfucker, goddamn it. Now put the goddamn girl.
Hey. We need y'all to go get a life, brother. For real. Go get something better to do. For real.
What's your name?
Yo.
Yo.
Dude. When they start talking the get a life shit, that's a good time to quiet down and, like, talk to them. Like, that's when it's fun. Yeah, start calling these numbers.
Oh, we got some news. Okay, I'll...
LOL, his name's Alfredo.
That makes sense.
Hi, Alfredo.
Ask him about chicken.
I bet nobody ever heard that one before.
Who's taking this one? You take it, man.
Yeah.
What? Me or you?
Both. At the same time.
Double team.
Can I take it as well? Who is it?
Can I take it? Can you give it?
I can give it.
If you know what I mean.
I can give it as well as I can take it.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 661.
I've got no fucking
Dan fucking Nostrovia or whatever the fuck that name is.
Nostrovia.
You know, I just opened up my power bill and I owe $286.
Damn.
Oh, so I assume they're going to turn that off over the holidays.
No, it still doesn't say that.
You've got a couple more to the dot. So this is Dan.
This is Dan Tard.
Dan Tard.
Dan Tard.
Darian.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey Dan.
Tard. Yes.
We're calling from the pizza place. We've had some problems. Were you or the family ill after eating the pizza?
No, I'm eating it right now.
Oh, shit. Okay, could you stop? Right, we've had to fire a couple employees tonight because they were apparently unhappy with some of the police officers that were ordering pizzas from the place, and so they decided to do some bad things with the dough. And I'd rather not get into it. I'd rather you come in and talk to us about it. And we can work something out. We can do this out of court, you know.
Tell them to stop eating it immediately.
Yeah, no, that's not going to kill them. It's going to make them feel like less of a man, so stop.
It's like a protein shake. It's good.
I'm sorry. We're like, we've got a conference call going because this is a real situation here, sir. You know? You understand what that is. Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions?
So, would you be willing to come in tomorrow and maybe sign a release or maybe a waiver?
I work for the next five days.
Yeah, sir. This is Tom at corporate. I've been brought into the call to certify that we are prepared to give you double your money back. So, like, your next two orders will be free. But please immediately stop eating, and anyone around you needs to stop eating that pizza immediately.
And if you could put it inside of a plastic bag
and then put that plastic bag inside of another plastic bag and dispose of it immediately.
And please date and time when we're calling you on that bag to say that we're being proactive with this.
Yes.
We're trying to stop this. We're trying to nip it in the bud, sir. It's nothing that'll kill you, but it's things that would make you ashamed. If you know what I'm saying. It's very reprehensible, and we've already fired the two employees in question. But we're willing to work with you.
Just tell them there was gum in the pizza.
Jesus. Goddamn, these guys from California.
He has a right to know.
Suck a motherfucking gun.
Stop, guys.
You need to get tested.
What? So who's next here?
David. That guy
can I do it? I want to do one. I want to do one.
Let me ask, when can I come in tomorrow?
You can come in, I would say, noon. We open at 11 for lunch, but I would say I'm in the shop at noon.
Yeah, and leave your fucking attitude at home.
Buster.
And look, is this dude getting his attitude? Hey, dude, are you?
Why did no? Up. He's gone. Do none of you guys watch like to see that he's still on when you start just talking?
No, I just noticed.
I heard somebody say something. I was like, okay, I thought,
dude, it's just
like, personally,
fucking Christ, I had that dude strung along so stupid.
I have 36 numbers listed on my thing. I don't know how to fucking like.
You should just be on like our fucking. Whatever, dude. Like, I had that dude, like...
How the hell do I...
Matt, you're right, we'll be
how
quiet.
How the hell do I, like... I have almost 50 numbers in my good. List.
Hey, nice there's cap, a... buddy. I like the cap.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, that pussy. Rocks.
Not as good as my PLA fucking that's Chicago Public Library. Yeah.
I should... I should put on a PLA shirt, too.
Does anyone know how I can, like...
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
Who I see to who's, like, on the line. I've got literally, like, over 50...
What, do you
want to
call Dan back? Well, no.
Jesus Christ. No, it's done. Yeah. That was...
Let's call it Urza Mooney.
Yeah, just keep going. I'll stay off. When do you handle it? And I imagine that I'll mean all of you.
Fuck you, Matt.
Get off.
Sorry. It's all this water I've drank. It's making me...
Forgive me, Daddy.
Aloha. You've reached 330-5295. No one is available right now, so please leave a message after the tone. And you'll be contacted as soon as
possible.
Mahalo.
Close enough.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Jacob is next.
Rob, you're a
fool.
All right,
never
mind.
Are you in here,
never
Nick?
Never mind. Yeah, I'm back in. Okay. I was trying to call in under a different thing. Dude, I have like 50. Different numbers. I have people bitching at me about like
why
but I can't. I literally have like 50 fucking people on my screen.
I'm with
so
you.
I was trying to call in.
I've had 2 hours of sleep and
literally.
I'll give you all my excuses and yeah, I'm with you, man. I know you.
Yeah,
got,
but
I
like whenever
you,
somebody
you
calls you, there's a couple of different buttons. And then there's one little thing that you can, like, click a drop-down box that says add. You can click it, and you can add them to conference. But,
I know how Skype works.
I don't.
I have no idea how it works.
Let's call Jacob.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a number.
But, like, I never know if somebody's on the line.
Hey, shut up.
Like,
shut up.
I'm
looking
up
crying.
I want his technical dream code.
You know when someone else is talking and you shouldn't butt in, though.
Yeah.
So but you take this thing.
Sometimes you have to, man. If you're into the conversation, you know, you can't help it sometimes.
Jerky McJerk.
Big stupid head.
You do when somebody's doing bad. I was doing good. Fuck you guys.
Matt, we apologize. Will you forgive us and give us
yeah.
a kiss for Christmas?
It's fine.
Hey,
yes.
Up? Of Jacob, I can't come to the phone right now, so just Jacob. Leave a message and I'll get back to you when I can.
Hey, Jacob.
Your fucking mother.
Leave a message and say we're calling from fucking Domino's and say the pizza's tainted.
That's not nice.
Yeah.
Oh, well, just kidding.
Oh, no. We just need to say
we got really
to call
into a G.G. Allen record and started throwing cheese.
Yeah, G.G. for the win, dude. You know, I'll just say, here, just, yeah.
G.G., I came in your pizza.
Don't go too crazy now, man.
Well.
Man, nobody's home on this one.
Hey, what's up? Reach Jacob. Can't come to the phone right now, so just leave a message and I'll get back to you when I can. Alright, shoot.
Living. Yeah, hi there, Jacob. I'm calling from the office and calling about the pizza you ordered earlier. And there's been some concerns over it. And if you could please call us back or possibly come in the shop tomorrow, and we need the get you to sign some paperwork over the pizza you ate this evening. Thank you very much and have a good night.
Sweet.
Like, that's the kind of things I think are funnier, is having people run around doing stupid shit and calling people. Like,
now we lost. Yeah.
What was this about? Just keeping it vague.
Daniel's turn.
Alright.
Was it Daniel?
I sound a little far back.
You did earlier. You got
there's a lick.
Your mom sounds a little far back.
Your mom, well, I don't know.
Back machine.
I got my mic right here.
Yo. Well, I think your mic tries to auto-adjust. Probably if you were to go into the settings, you might could make it so it was just...
Like, it sounds pretty easily.
I don't know, man.
The Google Voice subscriber you have called is not available.
What the fuck?
Please leave a message after the tone.
How did they get pizza to Google Voice?
Fucking Google Voice, piece of shit.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah.
We haven't got anything good out of it.
Don't allow me to send free text messages.
Whoa.
What the fuck is that? God damn.
What? I'm playing on a mic.
Yeah, just leave it where it was. It'll be fine. Trust me.
Yeah, just no. Yeah.
People keep bitching about me.
No, it's all good.
Yeah,
you motherfuckers don't bitch usually.
Now, who the fuck is this?
This is Jake. This is Raul.
Raul.
60, bro.
Do it!
You're gonna get voicemail anyway. Fighting about nothing.
Yes, Raul?
Yes?
Yes, this is Tom at Domino's Pizza. You ordered a pizza with us a little while ago?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, it seems that we undercharged you, and we need you to immediately come to the Domino's and pay the remaining balance of, hold on, let me look on the computer here. It's $15.81.
So you charge me?
Yeah, we seem to have undercharged you. It seems that the pizzas that you had, somehow there was a glitch in the system and we undercharged you. If you could come down immediately and pay the surcharge, that'd be great. Hurry the fuck up. We actually need you here immediately. Can you fucking do that? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Can you come down and pay the remaining balance now?
How much is it?
$15.81.
That's 50.
$15?
Yeah. Yes. There's a surcharge for the delivery.
But the guy said the total is 60.
You see, it was actually the delivery person's fault, and we've actually went ahead and took the tip that you gave him and put it towards the balance. So it's actually less than it was originally, although he doesn't seem to like you much anymore now. But if you could go ahead and come down right now, it's just $15.81 now. Hurry the fuck up. Douchebag. Can you come down now? That's all. You're not planning some Banana Republic, you know, like machine gun shit, are you, sir?
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're not planning any Banana Republic machine gun shit, are you? Thank you, sir.
Hello?
Yes, can you come down immediately? Hurry the fuck.
Why?
Because this remaining charge needs to be paid off immediately, or else we are going to blacklist your number and your address.
Mm-hmm.
You
work at Domino's, yeah?
I'm sorry, I can't understand your clicky clicky maliki maki. Can you speak English?
Yeah. Anyway, who's this?
This is Tom at Domino's. We just delivered a pizza to you a while ago. You enjoyed our delicious, wonderful pizza that we make on a regular basis here. And we were wanting our remaining balance. $15.81. That includes the delivery surcharge. And we've already taken off some of the remaining balance from the tip that you gave our driver, because it was his fault.
Okay. How much the pizza then?
I actually don't have that on my system. Actually, after it's been paid, it's wiped off the system, except for the remaining charge, which is $15.81.
How come it's come 15 extra?
It's not extra. That's what you owe. You owe us that money.
Okay, we pay then.
Do you not understand that? Hello?
Hello, we pay 16 something, yeah?
No, $15.81, you douchebag. Come on.
Uh-huh.
Are you following, dickhead? Look, we're about to close in a minute here. We're sitting here cleaning up the restaurant right now, and we need to get this money in the register now. Yeah.
I cannot understand what
I said. You fucking piece of shit. Come down here and give us our fucking money. $15.81.
We pay that anyway.
No, you didn't fucking pay that. You paid what you paid, but we undercharged you. Are you fucking deaf? Do I need to bring in the relay operator? Relay operator, can you come in here and scream at this guy?
Yeah.
Wait.
Hey. Stupid. Stupid.
I think he needs it louder.
Stupid. You need to pay the fucking money you owe. They charged you half. Welcome to America, cunt.
Okay, so $15.81. Did you understand that, sir?
$15.81.
Yeah.
Yes.
Immediately.
Or maybe you get kicked out of that hotel room. Come pay.
Hurry the fuck up.
Or do you have a sister or a daughter? Of age?
No.
Something for trade. Maybe goats.
Yeah. Do you have anything you could trade? You have some weed? Some meth? Right. You got a little something?
Hello. I cannot end this to you, actually.
Oh, that's always the excuse with you cunts. I cannot understand.
Is there somebody there that speaks English?
They speak English. The fucking
Put them on the fucking phone, douche.
Okay. Wait, and I'll go there.
Hurry up.
Yeah, put him on the fucking phone. Put somebody on the phone that speaks English, asshole.
Why do you go to a country you don't understand the language?
Yeah,
you're not welcome. That's why we're building more
fences. We're in Hawaii. We speak English in Hawaii.
God,
They're gone.
Merry Christmas.
Aw.
Fucking.
One more. Iris.
Somebody else take it, I guess. Because that didn't go very far, because the guy didn't speak English.
Yeah.
I feel
they
less...
Don't do that. No, they do. That's the bullshit of it. That's what I'm saying. Like, that the dudes that, like, the 7-Eleven, like, that I used to party with those cats, that's how they answer the phone, and that's how they
Hello.
Do everything.
Hello there. I need to speak to Iris, please.
Speak up.
Who? Iris. Iris. Who's calling?
Oh, this is Travis.
Who?
Travis, sir. Travis.
Hold on.
Work at the pizza place.
Turn that mic up.
She's sleeping now.
I understand that, sir, but it's been a long time since I actually talked to her. You know, it's been ever since she ran away and I returned her to you after doing that little thing I did. That was pretty awesome in the movie
with the knife.
I don't know what you're talking about. You sure you got the right people?
Yeah, I do. Iris, remember your daughter ran away from home, Iris, and she moved to Medina.
Oh, God, my wife is named Iris.
Oh, well, yeah, your wife ran away from home and she moved to
Medina. My wife cannot run away from home, dude. You're totally mistaken.
No, I cannot be mistaken. I'm Travis, sir.
You got the wrong people. I'm sorry. Don't ever call this number again. Bye.
I get that a lot, sir.
call back.
Shit. This is the 668.
Don't ever call back again.
Okay. All right. Well, now. Okay. Wait. Now. Here we go.
668, appreciate.
I fucking had is this fucking tits, Carter.
Oh, thanks.
Nobody fucking Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Yellow.
Yes, hello?
No, they hung up.
Konnichiwa.
Give it all my yes.
Saki, long time.
Donde está basura?
Me, Hawaiian native. Yes.
Why chew pizza?
Hello.
Oh, they're just picking up and hanging up. Fucking Bastards. Little.
Oh, but at least they're picking up. All of that. That was a...
Picking up, girl.
Can I give a little shout out to somebody who's being a dickhead? Or a dick nut?
Is RBCP still here?
Yeah.
Cool.
Arby.
Alright, okay, damn. I got this new beta
version. You guys not Skype. Watching him?
Somebody's echoing. Is that you, Herbal?
I'm gonna give a shout out. Everyone should go to FAP. Futures.com. Invest in your future. Occupy a bed.
That is very true, and I want to give a shout out to Closet Case, who thinks that prank calls are a waste of time and he's a douchebag.
Fucking little case of shit.
Oh, nice. But fuck that guy. Yeah, I love like people are like, how old are you? Grow up.
No, he's on IRC with me, and he's like complaining that it's all prank calls, and he's whining like a little bitch.
Fuck you.
On IRC.
Do you have this person's phone number?
No, I don't. And I doubt he's going to give it to me. He thinks I'm like some random immature faggot now. Which is like partially right. I'm immature as fuck.
I agree with him.
Yeah. You rock and roll and fag out all day, man. But fuck that guy. Or I didn't know. Maybe I was wrong with which part of the immature and half a fag was true. So, my apology.
Do you think tomorrow will be a heavy shopping day?
I don't know. I used to go. I used to go to Super Kmart like fucking
2 in the morning, drunk out of my gourd, because it was open all night on Christmas Eve, and buy, like, random Christmas gifts for my family.
You know, actually, one year, they got, me and
they
one
got
of my
nothing.
Like, got one of my exes.
Mad there was a lot.
Sorry.
Yeah, just, me yeah, go ahead.
Exes, we used to love, we'd just go during the holiday season, and we'd just walk around Walmart and just, like, talk. That was, like, it. That we just, like, go there to like, wander around and, like, see the random weirdos, because it was, like, it was a Walmart that wasn't open. It was actually the Wood River one. But during the holiday season, they'd stay open 24 hours. And so we'd just go there and, like, watch the random weirdos that would come in and fucking... It was like that, what's that website, Walmart, Weirdos or something?
Oh,
Walmart? People of Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd just do that, we'd do that live, though, you know, we'd, like, fucking wander around the aisles looking for fucking weirdos and fucking talk about them, you know? You know, it'd be like 3 o'clock in the morning in the holiday season, yeah. And some fucking like fat and like yeah. Four of her kids
yeah.
Would be there. Uh-huh. And we'd be like,
cactus.
That was cactus. Cool. That was cool how that ruined my legitimate story about going to Super Kmart for real.
Yeah,
things I used
it,
to.
It kicked ass.
No, it was good. I'm very it's good. Glad that keep I going. Your story.
Yeah, cool story, bro.
Super cool story, bro.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome.
I like them both.
That's my gift to you.
I liked one more than the other, but I'm not going to say which.
Oh. Now we'll always wonder.
Which one of those was the lamest story of the night?
No way.
I'm going to end this conflict by leaving now, because I'm going to get some sleep. But it's been a lot of fun.
Good night, buddy.
Sweet dreams, honey dumpling. We'll miss you. Call back tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll make out all day.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. You too. Thanks for calling on my numbers.
Happy hey, yeah. Hey, Brad, if I don't talk to you tomorrow, you all have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks. You too.
Merry Christmas. Buddy. And a Happy New Year.
Yeah.